Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, well, well. 330 2 days until this incredibly important election. Every day counts. It is December 6th, 2019, on this Friday worldwide broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I tend to get in here at the beginning of a broadcast and have this whole transmission planned out. Within about an hour, I've ended up only covering two subjects or so, and then I start getting really mad at myself. So I'm going to try as best I can in the first 30 minutes to just hit all this news, even if I just mention it. And then try to plow back through the topics so we can open the phones up, because I love taking your calls on a host of subjects. But obviously, Americans particularly need to be able to respond to this two-month-long fake impeachment travesty, not just fiasco or train wreck, and where it's all going. Because we have been dead on predicting what they'll do so far. It's not really hard to do. When you have no shame, when you're completely psychotic and out of control, and you're subconsciously begging to be slapped down and stopped, like these globalists are. Now, some of this news is news I didn't get to yesterday that's so important I must cover it today. And that, of course, is Putin says in some countries the world, in some countries of the world, the word mother is being replaced. Now, how big a statement is that? And it's actually true. And just let that sink in instead of it just being background noise. And then tie it into this article today. The Russian foreign minister, Medvedev, am I pronouncing that right? Says cutting Russia off from SWIFT would mean declaration of war. I guess that's the Russian prime minister saying that. Their foreign minister also said that. That's why I was saying, is that the right name? I've got two articles on this. That means not letting Russians, the Russian government, the Russian people, use credit cards and banking outside of Russia. Mark of the beast. Same stuff. They took five bank accounts away from us last year. Perfect credit score, perfect merchant accounts, perfect histories. We even got the internal documents. But the ADL had Wikipedia say we were a hate group. That was then used by G2 in Boston, really the CIA, to list me as a Russian agent. And they took five accounts away. One of them was 23 years old, and it had more than $40 million go through it funding this operation. The banks had made millions and millions and millions off of credit card and debit card and all the rest of the fees. And they said, your perfect credit is nothing. The ADL is God. Just like Hitler would say, if you're a Jew, you can't have a bank account. Well, I now get to have America's preeminent Jewish organization say that I don't get to have a bank account. They are God. Should I go in front of the ADL and set myself on fire and say, I'm sorry, just gasoline, just light myself up and go, you are my God, you are my king, and just burn before they ship me off to a death camp? So I did nothing to you? But side issue. See, that's the kind of stories we have here. I'm fired up today. More ways than one. I didn't tell them to put fire behind. Maybe they need to stop that. Get down to that fire. Take those globalists with me in there.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, December 6th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And let me just be a good boy and read you the headlines without getting into them. Bloomberg unveils extreme gun control plan. Every gun control proposal that has failed in the past is included. Basically, total gun ban, like Chicago or D.C. Meanwhile, David Knight covered in great detail this morning before I went live. Academics, top academics, call for U.N. military to enforce climate hoax agenda and arrest those that disagree. Here's the article out of the New American with links to the U.N. U.N. military action to enforce climate agenda. It may happen, say academics. But meanwhile, remember this flashback? Obama administration and U.N. announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. 4 years ago, I actually played the clips of them saying it on C-SPAN. Would you like me to show Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general, and the former vice president, Joe Biden, saying all that? I mean, this is really happening. We're going to be going over all of that today, and we've got former MLB star Aubrey Huff, who's a big listener, says he's teaching his children about guns in case Sanders beats Trump, jokingly in a video. And so they've sent the CPS after him. They're calling for his arrest. At a New York Times article, I'm not even going to dignify yesterday, saying that I secretly hunt and then cover up videos of the animals I've shot. Imagine the aliens that live in New York, some areas in those high-rises that write for the New York Times, who actually think, like, hunting's illegal and that you should be arrested if you're hunting, and then I'm covering up videos of animals I've hunted. We've played some of those videos. Bizarre. It's like, he was heterosexual. No. And he had children. I can't tell you how many times I've been in Whole Foods or something. Particularly, it happened to my ex-wife, but it happened to me a few times. And people are like, you got too many kids. So I had three children, then I got four now. They're really just jealous. I've had people walk up to me at P. Terry's when I was driving my F-150, not even that big of a truck. I mean, it wasn't even jacked up and stuff. Had a little bit bigger tires. This lady walks up, she goes, you Texans make me sick. And I go, what? She goes, this truck, you don't need this. And my son was sitting there. We'd just been at the Barton Springs swimming, and he just started laughing at her. Then her husband or whoever he was, because the P. Terry's place, you mainly drive around it. Their original location on South Lamar, where I was, only had outdoor, you know, pulling up. But people can walk up to a window also on the front and order food. And then her husband or boyfriend or whoever it was sort of bowing up, when you got a problem, punk? And it was all just because I was suntanned and, you know, I think I was wearing a Texas shirt or whatever and had a big truck. These people hate you, ladies and gentlemen. But I said I'd just read the headlines. They totally flipped out on him talking about taking his sons to a gun shop and getting them firearms. He's joining us. And these aren't really our top stories. I'm just going through these. Oh, just the UN's coming for your guns. No big deal. It's now coming out in major Israeli newspapers that Epstein was a Mossad agent used to blackmail American politicians, his former Israeli spy. And I've interviewed another former Israeli spy who said that on my show like a decade ago, Victor Ostrowski. So, again, tomorrow's news today. It's a new epic prank. Walmart employee pays his customer named Clinton killed Epstein. So now it's not Epstein didn't kill himself. It's now Clinton killed Epstein. Meanwhile, Polish politician and big globalist tweets photo of finger gun pointed at Trump's back. And he did it very, very seriously and put out a very, very cryptic message concerning it. Despite seasonal turbulences, our transatlantic friendship must last. And he's saying Trump is only a season. He'll be gone very, very quick. making clearly the gun gesture at his back with Merkel, the head of the EU Islamic takeover, looking on approvingly. And this guy's made statements like Trump must be removed to save Europe, to save the world. Trump is a tyrant. Trump is bad. His name is Donald Tusk. Isn't that just interesting? He's the big Polish globalist leader, but the Poles hate his guts. He leads the European People's Party that is an EU takeover system, and he doesn't believe nations should even exist. By the way, for somebody that's literally been riding Vladimir Putin's proboscis, well, he's it. So he also, because a lot of EU officials have been doing one-sided deals with Russia. So I love how he accuses Trump of all this stuff isn't true. And he's known as a jockstrap sniffer of Vladimir Putin. So we'll be getting to all of that coming up as well. Pelosi says civilization itself is at stake if Trump wins re-election. And that's actually true. The globalists are trying to tear down civilization. So she actually made a backhanded true statement. That is their goal, is to get rid of an upwardly mobile civilization for the rest of us. And then let me just tell listeners, if I sounded distracted towards the end of the broadcast yesterday, we're working on big stories that are confirmed that there are white vans going around picking people up all over the United States, but also black SUVs. And we've solved the mystery of what's causing this panic across the country. And let me just leave it like this. We were out last night at 10 o'clock at night sneaking around in the bushes in Austin, Texas. And what we've got is so big that I'm going to be up here Saturday and Sunday, separate from the regular Sunday show I do, normally here from about 2 to 6. I'm going to be here both days working on, see this big stack right here? And the documents and the witnesses and all of it. Because when people see folks being put in vans and folks being put in black SUVs by men in suits, it's like something out of a X-Files episode, and people just know instinctively that's scary. Now, the rumor is they're taking organs. And we know some people have been kidnapped and organs have been taken. I've got all the documents, all the articles, all the crime statistics. Then I've got government media saying none of it's happening, go to sleep, everything's okay. But this is even more diabolical than that. And it's the kind of thing where this one story, if somebody broke this one story in their lifetime, it would be the stuff of legend. And of course, when we break it, they'll do everything they can to block it everywhere. And because it's so incredible and so over the top and so confirmed, no one will even care. Like if a giant flying saucer landed in downtown Austin on top of the Capitol and 1,000 little green men came off, no one would care. Probably. They say, oh, it's just the aliens land. Nobody knows. But if someone claimed they saw a chupacabra once in the middle of a field with no witnesses, you know, they'd just be a total freakouts and constant shows about it. And, oh, what's an Area 51? All this crap. Because people like a mystery they can't solve. They don't like a mystery that is solved. But I'll just tell you what it is up front. But it goes so much deeper. How do you think the UN would take over the United States? You'd collapse civilization. You'd put enough fentanyl on the streets to kill the country 100 times over. And then as things collapse, you just have these non-governmental organizations show up everywhere that are helping everybody until you just get used to them being around. And that's really the martial law force for the collapse. And it's medical experimentation, it's microchipping, it's Mark of the Beast, it's FEMA camps.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I have been really upset with Trump because he's done nothing about the massive surveillance of the American people by big tech. their gaming of the system. They're lying to Congress. They're clearly trying to fix the 2020 election, stealing the 2018 midterms. I mean, computer scientists, top experts, it's all on record. Google brags about it. Facebook brags about it. Twitter brags about it. Project Veritas devastated them all, getting the internal videos of executives admitting it. But it's too corrupt to fail. It's like Planned Parenthood keeping babies alive, selling beating hearts. It's totally illegal. So multi-million dollar judgments against the heroes that went into restaurants and videotaped the people trying to sell them baby parts. Totally legal, totally lawful, but the judge railroaded them out there. And it's the same thing here. I mean, just total corruption is going on. So if you're a TV viewer, look at this photo. This is the big EU party head, a traitor to the Polish people. He's hated in his own country, with Merkel simulating shooting Trump in the back. He had his assistant put the photo out, he admits, and he says Trump needs to be removed, and he's openly calling for people to kill Caesar. And he says Trump is just a season. He's going to be gone very soon. And when I see stuff like that, it really shows you how real Trump is. He's a real president. He's really trying to do the best job he can. He's totally surrounded by traitors. No one will do what he actually says to do. And I'm just going to support the president. That's what is on my heart. And that's my gut. And I'm just backing Trump. And it doesn't mean I'm going to sit here like a cult member and agree with everything he does. It doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy watching him leave us all out to dry, to twist in the wind. Because I got a crew that really bust their ass and that means well and that are smart and do a great job. And it's hard to run an operation with 100 people or so. And what he's trying to do with all this obstruction and the mutiny he's under, he's doing an A-plus job. And you know what? This is an instant gratification civilization. And I think it's important to understand that we should thank God for Trump. And I'm praying for him. And that's what I've wanted to say. That's my gut response. Now, as a man and as a citizen and as somebody watching this country completely overrun and the Democrats engage in massive criminal activity, and my gut's never wrong either about this, I don't think you're going to see what you're thinking you're going to get with the Inspector General report next Monday. I hope folks out there are right, like Matt Bracken, that it's going to be devastating and that we're then going to see the Durham indictments and all the rest of it. And I do know that McCabe was indicted and that they took it up to the deputy head of the Justice Department to try to nix that. That power is there. I think those rules are unconstitutional, but they have that power. And they did not kill the indictment. That was months ago. But there's more than one way for them to shut that down. So if you just follow precedent and you follow the bureaucracy covering its own ass, I would expect him to expose some FBI underlings and say what they did was wrong and maybe call for their prosecution maximum. But you're going to have the FBI and the initial investigation being triggered by Obama and Hillary and the deep state and Brennan. They're going to say, well, there was reason enough to do that because, you know, we got to look out for America and make sure all this wasn't happening. But really, it was a cover up of Hillary and her involvement with Russia, China and others. But, you know, Trump is in office and Trump got us out of the TPP and he's trying to stabilize the border. He's trying to get jobs back here and he's pro Second Amendment. He's gotten two good Supreme Court justices appointed. He's about to get another one and they legitimately want him out and they legitimately are trying to get people to kill him and they're legitimately harassing his family and they're legitimately trying to get me to turn against Trump behind the scenes. And I'll tell all the deep staters with the lawsuits and the threats and the rest of it, if they think that's going to get me to turn against Trump and the Second Amendment, it's never going to happen. And they're just surprised that I don't roll over like almost everybody else does, and it's just not going to happen. I'm going to explain something. I cannot roll over. You could have guns to my children's heads. You understand? And I'm not selling humanity out. I'm not joining Satan. Just it's not going to happen. Because I love my children so much, I want their souls to be free. And that's an allegory, an example. I would never want that to happen. I'm explaining that you don't sell out to this and have a future for your children. You don't give in to Hitler one day and then hope he leaves you alone the next week. You don't give in to Stalin one day and hope he leaves you alone the next week. Laying down to all this and cowering to these bullies and cowering to these threats has gotten us to this point where they're openly saying kill him in front of everybody because this guy doesn't have fear that he's going to fall down a flight of stairs doing something like that. Because when he points a metaphorical gun at our president's back and puts out a tweet about, don't worry, this season will soon pass, that is an open pissing on us and saying he's got a gun to our back. But how about you come with that gun to my face? Because I'm going to take it out of your hands and shove it up your damn ass, you little piece of filth. Excuse me, delay that for family viewers. I mean, listen, how about you stick that gun to Trump's face? I bet he breaks your jaw, you little chicken neck rat. These people are attacking us and threatening us, and I'm sick of it. But I can barely run this operation, and I'm a hard-working, pretty smart person. Trump's done amazing things, and he's the man in the arena, unlike anybody else, and I'm backing him. That doesn't mean if he comes out for red flag laws, if there's some big giant mass shooting or something, that I'm not going to go absolutely ballistic. There are limits. But clearly he's under globalist attack. Clearly this is a real attack. They can't stand him because he's really the president, and I'm backing him 100%. And these leftists calling in when I've criticized Trump and thinking, oh, a chink is in the armor. And, oh, you really backed him before, though. You're bad. You'll never atone for yourself. They're all into this fake moral justification, how they're the moral authority and how you go to them like they're the high priest to get your moral absolution. I piss on you. The only God I've got's God. God speaks to me through my conscience every millisecond. I don't need to be lectured to by the left about Trump and my support. I'm proud I supported Trump. I'm glad I got Trump into office. I'm proud of being persecuted because it means I'm over the target. And, you know, men all get organized in a war to go do what they're told's right. Sometimes the war is good. Sometimes the war is bad. Sometimes you can't tell who the good guys are because it's all from different perspectives. But if men, again, the best allegory, got in airplanes, primitive airplanes to go fly over thousands of anti-aircraft guns and bomb factories and flew towards the flak because that's where the factories are, we can fly into the flak of the globalist suing us, trying to take our bank accounts, harassing us. Because if we don't, it's going to be the physical attack that comes next. And being these people's slaves, these little arrogant chicken necks. I mean, look at him. He's even making a, you know, gesture like a child, simulating how Trump's going to get killed. He better hope Trump doesn't get hurt, because I guarantee you one thing. The president gets hurt or gets shot, that guy is going to have some problems.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Nancy Pelosi has already drafted the articles of impeachment. They were drafted over a month ago. They admitted that. They had their outline. They went forward with their fake trial in the House, which you're not even supposed to do, with a kangaroo court. Now they're going to move forward next week with some more propaganda and statements and then have the vote to send the indictment to the Senate. And I think the Senate is then going to look at what they've brought forward and only what they brought forward. And this is going to be obviously very important, and is when two worlds collide, and I would expect them to pull out all the stops and trigger civil unrest domestically, economic collapse if they're able to, foreign crises, false flags to blame the right wing, Trump inward stories that don't exist, deep fakes, Trump sexual assault stories, just everything. Everything you've already seen the last 4 years thrown again up against the wall one more time with another huge push of false consensus that this is it, he's got to be removed. And then massive censorship in and around what's going to happen in the next 3 weeks, right into early next year, where anybody defending the president, anybody pointing out the lies, will be blocked on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, comment sections on news sites, you name it. I mean, it's already massively intense. When you overthrow a government that's legitimate, when you have a coup, you take control of communications, and that's happening. Now, things are so serious and so intense that normally I could come up with a headline for the show in about a minute, because I know what I'm mainly going to talk about, and I give one of the writers a headline to then post the live feed of the show and a couple links to guests or what's coming up on the front page of Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Today, I couldn't come up with a headline because I literally sat here for 30 minutes after I got ready for the show this morning researching, and I tried to think about what we're facing and what you call this. And the headlines were all so sensational that I didn't go with any headline at all. And then I was sitting here during the last little break, and I pulled back, and I said, well, the answer is simple. I mean, it's always been what it has been. And it was the same thing thousands of years ago, and it's the same thing now, and it's all admitted. It's out in the open, and it doesn't matter how sensational something is. You're supposed to report it when it's the truth regardless. And so I'm going to say something I've said 1,000 times. But it really is true, and it really is happening. We're watching a slow-motion United Nations takeover of the United States. Multinational corporations set up the UN to be a world government and to dissolve nation-states. And they set up the European Union, the Asian Union, the North American Union, that are all in place and operate in quasi-stealth. And instead of them denying global governance, they now admit it and say that nationalist forces are threatening the planet and global depression if we continue to challenge their plan. So they've gone from denying it to admitting it in just the last 3 years. And then I've got all this mainline news from years ago admitting the whole plan. And then even though Trump got into office, he's not in control of even the executive branch. That's not his fault. The swamp is deep. The traitorous activity is massive, and most of it's just cowardice, a bunch of yes men and women. And then even on the ground in Austin, I have the documents and the phone numbers and the addresses, and we've gone and checked it, and they're real places, and it's admitted that UN contractors, the same ones that built the refugee centers in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico, that have staged the millions coming up here now from Africa and Asia and the Middle East. I mean, thousands of Africans come into Texas a day from Congo. That's on the news. We go show you video of it. Not even checked. They just come in. That's why they got Ebola is broken out in the Caribbean. It's broken out here. They just cover it up. And this is the UN invasion. And then you find out they've set it up in Austin. They don't call it UN Refugee Center, but it's the same groups running these. And the cover for it is the giant homeless problem. When the mayor said, hey, if you're in San Francisco, if you're in LA, if you're in Portland, if you're in Kansas City, if you're in New York, if you're anywhere, we've got the most free stuff and we're buying old hotels, big ones, and refurbishing them for you, and you get free money, free everything, and we're building warehouses with your own apartments. Come here And suddenly, the number of homeless tripled, they admit, in the last 6 months. I mean, they're everywhere. We look like L.A., just like that. Because they had the aid groups the Democrats run that make money off of all over the United States tell people to come here. If I walk out my door where I live and walk 200 yards, there's homeless. If I walk out of here and go 100 yards, there's homeless. And they all get checks, they get debit cards, they get everything. And now they're getting microchips. And it's all confirmed. They admit it. And they're even telling them, yes, we're here to stabilize things and make it better. It's all about to get to a lot better very soon. It should happen any day now, any week now. There's going to be some problems, but you'll be fine. There'll be a lot more people, and we're going to take care of them. So when you see Bill Ayers and all them, and it comes out in court, they had a plan to put 50 million Americans in re-education camps and kill 25 million. Remember that clip? We'll play it, start the next segment. That came out in court. That's always been the plan, but they don't call them FEMA camps. They don't call it a communist takeover. They overthrow Trump. They kill Trump. They stage a bunch of false flags to blame right-wingers. They say we're terrorists. They arrest a bunch of the leadership, thousands at first. You don't respond. Then they start arresting hundreds of thousands. They take your property. They take everything. They've got you marked, folks. You're a Republican donor. You're an NRA member. You own a car dealership. You'll be in the second or third wave. They're going to come. If you resist, they're going to kill you. They're going to take your property. They're going to take your wife. They're going to take your kids. They're coming. They did it everywhere else. And at first, though, if you don't complain, they won't turn your bank account off. But that's just because they haven't gotten to you next. You're like, oh, don't take my bank account. I support the roundup. And you'll have to announce, you know, Trump deserved to be shot. Alex Jones deserved to be arrested or, you know, killed. You know, he fought back, or, you know, they'll say. And this is how they're testing it, and they're doing it. And Soros is spending billions a quarter on this right now. He still gets State Department money. And we've confirmed they've got paramilitary in every town. They've got their people prepared. They've got warehouses ready. They've got the food ready for in the first wave of a collapse that they're trying to trigger, that Trump's fighting. That's why he keeps trying to stabilize the economy, because they were already supposed to implode it. That's why his main thing is just stabilize that constantly and go around cheerleading and pumping up the stock market, even though it's all fiat, because he knows their plan was to implode it. And they admit that was their plan. So now you see why Trump's so desperate and fighting so hard and trying to make America the leader and demanding money from all these countries we've helped and paid for to shore us up, to shore the dollar up. But it's a very dangerous, very, very dangerous time. They're planning a communist overthrow that'll be directed by the big banks and the money people in a total takeover. And they think we're all dumb enough during this martial law to just go out and kill cops at, you know, at riot points and protest it and stuff. That's not what you do. The globalists are all going to remove themselves during this to other countries. They're going to have to be hit in those countries. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Have you noticed during the impeachment fiasco, the fraud, the illegal garbage that's going on, none of it's being done according to congressional rules, Constitution, meaning it is the fruit of the poison tree. It's all illegitimate. Should not even go to the fake trial in the Senate, because this will make that poison as well an illegitimate. It has to be sent back and done properly. That's not going to happen. You notice that they're all wearing American flag pins now and American flag style ties. And we love the Constitution and we love America and we're the moral authority. And this is the Democrats that want God out of the schools and have done it, that want to abort babies, want to keep them alive, want to kill old people with euthanasia, the case for killing granny. These are the people that are allowing NAMBLA to go have events with children unannounced in public schools in many cases, convicted child rapists running it. And we're told that, oh, the void, I see this all over the news, the void once filled by evangelicals, that's a new talking point, and Christians, is now filled by the Democrats. And you're like, well, Jerry Nadler, an America hater, just because he wore a red, white, and blue tie the other day doesn't mean that. He loves the country. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. America was never great. It's never going to be that great. Cuomo. All of them say that. All of them do that. They've sold the country out. They're globalist. But now they're going to protect America in due process from that foreign Russian agent. Oops, record skips. I mean, Ukrainian agent. Donald Trump. And people are like, this doesn't make any sense. They don't care. They just want a spectacle to legitimize their attempt to remove the president. And people say, well, they didn't get him on Russiagate. They're not going to get him on this. They're getting him by distracting and diverting and not getting in trouble themselves by changing the subject. Again, it's like you walk in and a guy's on top of your wife having sex with her. She's got her legs wrapped around his neck like a pretzel. And it's your next door neighbor. And you go, Bob, what are you doing? And Bob jumps up, sweat all over him, breathing hard. And he says, Tim or David or whatever your name is, how dare you steal my car? And you go, what? I didn't steal your car. And he goes, yeah, well, you're in trouble. And he gets a towel and walks out of your bedroom. And you're kind of like dumbfounded because you've just been gaslit. And that's what they do. They're literally criminals like locusts destroying the country, selling it out to the highest bidder. They get caught in the end game of it. And they turn around and they say, we don't want this impeachment, but it's with great moral authority we have to. It's the right thing for America. Meanwhile, the day Trump got elected, impeachment begins now. We'll get him. Oh, the insurance policy. The coup starts now. But now this is very solemn. Reporters like, do you hate Trump? How dare you say that? I'm a Christian. I love everyone. I am your moral authority. I run the capital of baby parts sales, San Francisco, where we arrest investigative reporters that expose that we keep babies alive and deliver them with their hearts still beating to be dissected in medical experiments. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I am your Lord and Savior. I am your moral authority. I'm Nancy Pelosi. Here's Scarborough, who was found with a dead intern in his office with her brains bashed out. Creepy Joe. Here he is talking about her. Here it is.
It seems to me that Nancy Pelosi is doing a lot more than serving as Speaker of the House. She's filling a void, a leadership void, and a moral void in this country.
By the way, a moral void that evangelicals used to fill.
That's right.
A moral void now that they do not fill, because white evangelicals are more supportive of Donald, of these policies. Yes. If you look at the polls, white evangelicals are more supportive of the caging of children, of these people dying inside of prison, these children, look at every poll.
Concrete cell.
They are more supportive of these policies, which are, I don't care what red letter Bible you have. I don't care. I do not care. Look at the red letters. This.
Turn him off. I can't listen anymore. I can't. He goes into how she's Jesus, basically. Folks. Obviously, I don't have to repeat to you that it was Obama put them in the cages because he said borders open, millions poured across. The Border Patrol went, by law, we got to sort who they are. We can't just give them to people. This is trafficking. And Obama said, no, let them go. And even the Senate report said tens of thousands ended up being sex trafficked. Hundreds died. Type in your headline. Obama, catch and release of children allowed the sex trafficking and death of children. Senate report. By then, Trump built it up, got better facilities where it's nicer than most public schools. So they show video, and Elijah Cummings goes, I saw them, and they were pooping on a diaper. Yeah, the Border Patrol's wiping third world children's ass, taking care of it all, so a big, fat, bloated demon like you that sucks his own people dry can sit up there and bitch. They're trying to get into the country because it's a good country compared to those, and because we treat people really well, you lying sacks of garbage. I'm going to stop right there. You understand that the UN has staging bases and they flooded us with millions on record, funded with State Department money that Trump's already cut off most of, and they're pissed. You understand they've now built, they're building the centers in Austin, and they've already built them in San Antonio, where they bring in the African and Middle Easterners and pile them up and then prepare them to get put on welfare and then sent to live with Democrats. And the Democrats are living on average with three illegal aliens that have just been brought in during the bum rush, and then they all make livings off the welfare checks they get from the people they bring in. And the Mexican troops have been completely overrun by all of this. And we've been overrun. Yeah, there's video of us where we just caught hundreds in one shipment, and then gay guys, gay white guys ran over and started literally hitting our crew with their open wrist handling. Oh, you racist. Oh, no one's going to stop us. Oh, we're bringing them in. Oh. I mean, it's just like, it's the Underground Railroad. People were getting out of the South into the North to get away from slavery. You know, like trying to get out of East Germany into West Germany. These aren't people Underground Railroad running from their wondrous, you know, place to their bad place. It's total inversion of reality. Our crew is across the street at night when they're sneaking hundreds of people out to be put on buses to be shipped all over the country, unvetted, unchecked, nothing. And then men run across going, go, you don't have free speech. I mean, just that's America. That's the left. Crazed psychotics who are all getting paychecks to manage and run these. And now they're scooping the homeless up and giving them microchips and putting them in hotels in Austin. Oh, we've been there. Yeah, government, you screwed up. You didn't stop us. We got in all the facilities. Next week, it's all airing. Oh, we've really got your ass now. Hope you enjoy it. So, that's a little bit of what's coming up. I mean, this is the traitorous level of what's happening. This is the UN takeover. This is the globalist takeover. The globalists set up the UN inside the U.S. to take over the world and take us over. And that's the process. And Trump is trying to stop it, but he's got a government full of traitors at the power position. The average government person, mid-level and low-level, are our biggest fans. They know this stuff's true. I'm outside of federal buildings. I'm anywhere. People run, oh, we love you. Oh, God, you're great. Oh, don't, I hope they didn't catch me on camera. Oh, God, everybody loves you inside. It gets worse than you know. Just, you know, federal marshals, FBI, all of them, ATF. People saw what happened to the RNC, the ATF, and people were like, and the Secret Service like almost had me carried on their shoulders. They're good people. They know what's going on, the average person in government. But at the top are a bunch of globalists, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't even plug once this hour. And we got our biggest sales of the year going right now. And if I don't plug, we're not going to be here on air. A bunch of these big sales are about to end. DNA Force Plus is selling out. The sale on that's over. The krill oils, the best you're going to get out there. It's amazing for your heart, your body, your sleep, your focus. I mean, you talk about a nootropic. They don't advertise fish oil or krill oil as that. When it's really pure and good, it is. It's amazing. Get your krill oil. It's back in. Free shipping. Triple Patriot points.
Central Texas News Center in Austin, Texas, where, with your help, we have helped reignite the awakening of the American Republic against the globalist threat. But that just started the war with the deep state, the Chi-Coms, and others out in the open. So now, the next 330 days, we're working 7 days a week ahead of this critical election to try to keep our populist president, who's under incredible attack, Donald John Trump, in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be out in the streets peacefully bringing information to the American people. But the Antifa terrorists have gotten very, very violent. And so we've had to up our game in the face of the global scourge. We're going to have our crew across the United States in this baby, going into areas these terrorists would deny us. This is the info war, and this is our commitment to you to fight harder and we ever have to get the word out and not submit to these tyrants and their Chi-Com backers that would silence the American people. Because America is rising in 2020. Be part of it. Take action now in the second American Revolution.
Now, Owen is going to be in D.C. with the crew, and he's going to be in Hershey, Pennsylvania next week. Live coverage on the ground of the move to have a coup against the president, the American people. And he's going to be up there in the armored vehicle that we were renting. We've gotten it because it helps protect the crew inside the Antifa, and it takes over the news media. It gets massive coverage and has a huge effect for our message. So it's a key tool in the information war. Here's a little sample of what just happened a few weeks ago.
America and the world is a warrior.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Nancy Pelosi is now being referred to as Her Holiness. They're calling her a moral equivalent to evangelical Christians, bringing moral value back to America. I already played some of those clips last hour. And I want to open the phones up in this hour ahead of former Major League Baseball star Aubrey Huff, who came out and talked about training his sons to use firearms. They've called CPS on him. They've attacked him. They're calling for him to be deplatformed for exercising his free speech. Turns out he's a listener, and he's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. We'll continue on with phone calls there. But here's the big announcement. It's not that Bloomberg's going to spend $1 billion trying to get gun control injected into this 2020 race. It's not that the Democrats even want to disarm the American people. It's that UN academics have come out and said, oh, we're going to solve America's problems by militarily occupying it. And the UN is already occupying other third world countries and taking their resources in the name of creating carbon spaces to save the Earth. And sure, they've got tanks and armored vehicles and helicopters, and they kill you. And the UN ran the Rwandan massacre. That's all admitted now. Under the Clintons' direction, they took the minorities who were black but were Christian. They took their property away. And over a million of them died. And so that's the battle plan. And remember, Obama admin and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. They announced it. I played these clips 4 years ago. There's the Breitbart article. So see, that's how it works. Oh, the UN's suing over Trump and the border. Oh, the UN's got advisors on the border. Oh, the UN's working with cities to bring in carbon taxes if the federal government won't. Well, cities are incorporated into the state. And the states are in a federalist plan with the federal government, co-equal. It's illegal for cities to do what the UN says, but they don't care. And, of course, Governor Abbott sees hundreds of thousands of homeless streaming into Texas from all over the United States to Dallas and Austin and Houston that are offering them free stuff. And he says, well, we'll clean up their homeless camps that are on state highways and we'll... That's not how you fight the left. He's trying to fix a problem. They don't want to fix a problem. They want refugee centers in Texas run by the UN, who we've got the documents, is running them. And they're now microchipping homeless. That's confirmed from their documents. But people didn't care about that a month ago at Infowars.com, Infowars.com and Newswars.com and Band.video. People don't care about that and Adan Salazar's article, but they do care about when homeless start talking about it on video and how it's happening. So why not just go get with the homeless and go back to where these facilities have been established? Well, that's what we're doing. And then they started threatening the homeless. So you can imagine what we're going to do and what's already been happening. And then we've got to digest all of this. But this is how you take over society, is you make yourself look like you're handing out the welfare. You're taking care of the society. You're here when you're actually bringing in the millions of illegals. You're bringing people in from Africa and the Middle East on record. You're working with the other foreign embassies and consulates in the United States. And you're working with all the Soros and globalist operatives still in state and federal government and all the NGOs that are getting the billions of dollars every year, a lot of it still State Department money. Notice the one thing they ban the most on Fox or anywhere else is if a guest, the head of Judicial Watch and others, or even members of Congress, talk about how Soros still gets billions through the State Department of taxpayer money to run these aid programs, which he does. Why in the hell is that guy in charge of that? Because he runs the leftist networks with the Clintons. They're getting our taxpayer money. It needs to be cut off. Trump already cut a lot of it off 2 years ago when he killed the UN treaty that allows the UN to decide who is a refugee. Remember? And Trump withdrew from that treaty. So he's trying, but this is a UN invasion. This is a UN takeover. With traitors in the government. The UN was set up by the robber barons in this country to take over the world. And that means us too. And that's why they have Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and these systems that transfer power from local government to these unelected boards who then buy off your local governments, who then sign agreements to transfer power to them, and then those bureaucrats never get elected again. Never face election again because they just go on to the NGO board groups. And the LCRA is the best model of this, best example of this. LBJ, when he was a member of Congress, running Congress in the 40s, when nobody was asking questions during World War II, got billions of dollars, hundreds of billions in today's numbers, and gave it to all his buddies to build a series of dams, some of the best in the world at the time, on the Colorado River. It runs right through the middle of Texas and down to the Gulf of Mexico. And so Lake Travis, Lake Buchanan, Lake LBJ, all of those lakes and hydro-powered dams, hydroelectrics, were built in World War II and were done by about 47. Now, this was good old boys that got to own this and run this and make billions a piece off of it. And they got all the hill country and all the land around it. I mean, in the future, with inflated money, it's just worth trillions. It's worth trillions. It's the best part of Texas, the whole damn middle of the state. And they're an NGO. They've got their own police, their own SWAT teams, their own everything, their own helicopters, their own airfields, everything. And they create most of the electricity for large parts of Texas. And they're the very groups lobbying to get coal plants shut down so they don't have competition, a lot of other stuff. And that's just an example of how NGOs work and how the UN works and what they do and what they set up. Now, you can say, aren't these dams great? Isn't all this wonderful? Yeah, but it's supposed to be co-ops, but they're private, but they operate like they're public. Now, you could say that was a better co-op. We got a lot of value out of it. Some bunch of guys got rich doing it. But it never would have got done, let's say, if government hadn't given it to a few good old boys to get the job done. Today, what we've got 70 years later is many times worse. I mean, they'll give some years $50 billion to genetic engineering firms. Most of them aren't even U.S. firms, to create all this Frankenscience. And then do taxpayers ever get any of that money back? The answer is hell no. So a lot of what Trump says is, hey, if we're going to build all these dams or we're going to pay for all this GMO, which I'm not even wanting, shouldn't we get money back to the taxpayer? No, Mr. Trump. It's all one way. And that's how the system wants to keep it. It's a big club. We ain't in it. So I'm going to give the number out, talk about impeachment fiasco, talk about where you think that's going, what you think's in the Inspector General report coming out next week, what you think of the UN invasion, the open borders, the caravans, the refugee centers being built. It's not even in the news, but we've confirmed it and have all the documents. I mean, it's just crazy. We'll be breaking it all next Tuesday. It's a lot to digest. I mean, during the breaks, I'm going back and looking at all this stuff. It's just amazing. So I got crew that's been working till midnight some nights on this without me even asking them to because it's so powerful. That's just one big story we're working on. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Let's give first-time callers a chance to get involved. 877-789-2539. First-time callers only, 877-789-2539. And we will take your calls on the other side. And I'll get into all the other news I haven't hit. And I want to play this little cherry on top about the UN takeover plan and what they're going to do once they get it in place. But they're not going to plunge the economy and do all this till they get it in place. And the problem is they're getting it all in place. It's a whole new economy where you're a slave.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We do have the biggest specials we've ever run right now, up to 75% off at cost, a lot of items. Free shipping, triple Patriot points in your next order, 10% off the current order when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsStore.com. You can cancel anytime for free, one click. We're selling a lot of product, but at this price, we're not making a lot of money. But it doesn't matter because it's bringing in money. We can fund ourselves in the next year. But I am selling out of a lot of things, and then we're only ordering limited amounts of some of the products into the future to fulfill those that are on auto ship. You've seen the attacks we've been under. I focus on the news. I focus on the information. But we really are a mascot in this whole fight, a leading light, a lighthouse in the storm. We need to stay on air now more than ever in the critical fight we're going into, because as they shut everybody else off, those independent, self-contained media operations like InfoWars are going to be more precious than ever. So again, please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your own products that you're going to want. You're never going to see a deal this good. I can tell you the deals you're getting this year, you're never going to see again next year. Because we'll have a formula where very rarely will something be 50% off. Usually it'll be 25% off. That'll be a big special. Because with the sales rates we've got, we cannot sell things for that low and then still operate. But I'm in a catch-22 to sell out product just to get the money back to be able to operate. And these are really great products that you really need, so do your own research. The krill oil sells out all the time. It's back in. It's the best of any fish oil you're going to find. And I know krill are a different creature, but it's in the same class. And it's just incredible. And this is the highest quality you're going to find anywhere. We're very, very proud of it. It doesn't have any of the mercury in it. It's more expensive for us to get because it goes through that process to remove that out. It's just over-the-top good, 100% reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. A great gift for your friends and family, a great gift for yourself. And, you know, they talk about heart and body and energy and health. But for me, it's mental clarity and focus. And fish oil and krill oil is known to have you awaken. Remember my dad years ago said, hey, try not drinking coffee or alcohol to stay up late at night when you got to work. Alcohol is a stimulant for me. He goes, try essential fatty acids. Go with a good fish oil. This is like 15 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he goes, listen, because he was still doing like dentistry 6 days a week. Then he said, listen, years ago, coffee quit working. Because he always says bottles of fish oil everywhere. He just eats them like candy. And it's amazing. You need to experience it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And the krill oil is next level. And I'll tell you something, if krill oil doesn't give you burpees that taste like fish, it's not good krill oil. It's been denatured or it's been mixed with a bunch of crap. It's going to give you fish burps, taste like fish, if you've got real pure krill oil that hasn't been boiled and fried till it's a trans fat instead of an essential fat. You don't want trans fats. You don't want cooked fats. You want essential fats. And you're not going to get better than krill oil. I'm going to stop plugging. I'm lusting over the krill oil right now. And I eat it with food because I do not like fish burps. Who else sells a product to you and tells you, watch out for this? That's my sales tactic, if I tell you the truth. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Cyber Week, biggest sales ever. Triple Patriot points. And we've got the 8-pack power stack at cost. Because I want you to see how great it is. It's got 13 pills you take a day. What is it, 8 in the morning and then a little bit less at night. And it's just, it's too game-changing. I'm not going to tell you what's in it. I don't have the time to get into it all. Just go research it. It's a great gift to give people, InfoWarsStore.com. And that funds our operation, and it's absolutely critical. So thank you. All right, I'll go to calls next segment right when we start. And my big frustration is I've over-prepared here as usual, and there's just so much I haven't scratched the surface on, but I'll get to the calls and then try to get back into it all. We have that baseball player coming on who is a listener and a patriot and took his gun, his son's out shooting. Almost said took his guns out shooting. He did that too. And did a real good job with his son's shooting, and so he said he took him out shooting, and they're acting like he's a child molester or something. Just like when the Trump sons go hunting, they act like it's illegal or bad. And you go, that doesn't make sense. Well, they're saying normal behavior, like saying mother and father, isn't good. You go, but that doesn't make sense. No, it does make sense if you're overthrowing civilization. And so Caitlin Bennett a month ago went out and did some shooting, and you know, Facebook told her she couldn't post that. And then next there was an old photo of her and Millie Weaver a year and a half ago shooting. And they said, this is part of a criminal or terrorist group. When we posted the message that she got, you're not allowed to do this. This is part of an illegal criminal group, is what it said, illegal criminal group. And it was just two women in a shooting range, legally and lawfully, with handguns. And the truth is, they don't want women seeing other women enjoying self-defense or freedom or supporting Trump or supporting America, just like they won't let Trump run ads 3 months ago, showing a bunch of women that run his campaign saying, we're looking for more powerful women to join the Trump campaign. And as a bunch of women. And I mean, I'm just, it is cliche. It's true. They were all good looking. They were conservative. I mean, it's just the way it works. Studies show that. There's a bunch of old and young, good-looking, together women that are running most of the Trump campaign, and it said, we're looking for powerful women. We want you. And Zuckerberg, they said, no. That might hurt somebody's feelings as not a woman. That was the actual message. Don't say mother or father on entrance exams or on entrance forms for your child. Someone might not be a mother or father, might not have one. See, no one can say anything in case someone else doesn't have it. That's beyond any cult book science fiction ever written. And now they've got UN bureaucrats and NGOs and community organizers everywhere training people for uprisings and bringing in people from all over the third world and preparing them. And here's Larry Graffold talking about what the weathermen were planning. And now this is still ongoing. Even though Trump got into office, the deep state's still going with the same plan after an economic collapse they engineer. Here it is. Larry Graffold became a member of the Weather Underground organization as an undercover operative for law enforcement agencies in Cincinnati. His role within the organization was to carry directives from the Central Committee to the operating units of the field.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. We become responsible then for administrating, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Obviously, David Knight covered it today, and it's on Infowars.com. We knew there was some type of shooting going on at a Florida naval station. But now, just breaking the last 10 minutes or so, guess what? Pensacola shooting suspect was Saudi student. Vegas, you notice, they would never tell you what happened, and they just said, don't ask questions. And then they had all the witnesses and people saying, no, there were people getting shot inside hotels 2 miles away, and they showed shot out windows, and people saying, yeah, the dead bodies were laying on the ground here, and there were, men running around screaming in Arabic. Yeah, there were terror attacks all over the town. You notice Trump basically invaded Saudi Arabia, arrested half the royal house, and executed a bunch of them. I mean, the U.S. invaded Saudi Arabia, right? That's why Trump's big buddies with Saudi Arabia now, because he arrested, again, half the top princes. A bunch of them got their throats slit. I'm not really supporting what happened, but for Vegas, they got hung upside down by their feet and tortured, and a bunch of them killed. You know, that all came out, right? You know what they use as the torture centers? The fancy hotels. You know what they're putting the homeless in? Former hotels in Austin. As little UN re-education camp bases that they're just getting ready for the collapse of the U.S. And that's the bureaucracy that if they collapse the U.S. is going to use COG to not just remove Trump, but the civil unrest that comes out of it to bring in a permanent martial law. So every day I probably don't cover 10 articles of people driving cars over people in Europe, and they're always screaming Allah Akbar, or 5 or 6 stories of families and children being stabbed, or people being shot or hand grenaded, or women being mass raped all over Europe. It's just background noise now. I've got stacks of them right here. But you're not going to hear about the people that were killed at the naval station and shot now. It'll disappear out of the news today. If this was a right winger, you'd be hearing about it 2 months from now, every 5 minutes, into the world, got to ban the guns. But because a Saudi came here and attacked the infidels, well, now you're not going to hear about that anymore, are you? They'll report it once or twice, and that'll be it. There's two types of mass shooters in this country. Mentally ill Antifa devil worshipers and jihadis. Muhammad Saeed al-Shamarni, am I saying that right? That's up on drudgereport.com. Shamani. Al-Shamani. Muhammad Saeed al-Shamani. In the U.S. for flight school, is dead at naval training installation. Terrorism being investigated. So, I mean, it's just always the same thing. They let eight convicted terrorists who admitted that they were planning to blow up the stock exchange and were trying to ship guns in to set up illegal training camps in England to have massacres. And he was let out of prison with his other seven cohorts after serving just a few years in prison. And went right back to London Bridge and stabbed a bunch of people. But one of the people that died came out and said, leave the Muslims alone and let them out of prison. It's called Stockholm Syndrome, and I don't suffer from it. And our audience doesn't suffer from it. The New York Times had a fake news story out yesterday. I mean, almost all of it was completely made up. The rest of it was disinfo or half-truths. I'm not going to even show it on screen. I'm going to dignify it. But it said that I demanded stories be made up about Muslims. You understand that in my stack every day are like 30 articles where Muslims are stabbing, shooting, murdering, raping, screaming Allah Akbar. I don't need to have people manufacture news. You mean like ABC saying here's Trump blowing up the Kurds and it was the Knob Creek machine gun shootout? Or NBC's Brian Williams saying he got shot down in a helicopter? You mean stuff like that? Or CNN saying babies got thrown in incubators and their brains beat out? Didn't happen? To start the first Iraq war? I mean, you read this stuff and it gives you an idea into the mindset. It literally goes, Jones secretly slaughtered animals, but wanted it kept secret. But he hunted. What the hell? Again, imagine you're the writer. You know, we even know it's this Elizabeth lady. She even links her own article, says somebody else wrote it. It's this old, crazy lady, lives like up in a high rise, doesn't even really, kind of get scared of like trees and stuff. It's like, oh. And it's like, so imagine that's like a space alien coming to Earth. And then hearing about hunting and hearing about people go out on a hunt. And they got a trailer full of dead animals that we, by the way, ate. Because, yeah, we were popping those mountain goats off up to 600 yards. That was some good shooting. Those 300 Win Mags. Boom! It's fun. And it's good to barbecue them later. But it was like coming to a crime scene, hanging up in a garage. They were butchering the meat, the crimson blood drips. Like the only thing true in there, basically. Like I'm a serial killer, like in a garage. You're like, oh, bring in those dead children, hang them up by the, you know, like I'm Epstein or somebody, you know. I mean, again, the wicked flee when none pursue. The upside down world of these people. Because from the weird New York high-rise, never been on a high-rise, never been fishing, never climbed up an apple tree and picked apples, never wired electricity into something, never fixed a carburetor, never got in a fist fight, probably never even cleaned their own house, ever mountain climbed. Never done nothing. To them, man, that's a crime. That's space alien to an alien. Imagine if a space alien saw humans. go out and shoot a bunch of mountain goats and then drive them back to the meat processor. It wasn't a garage. It was a metal barn. And butcher the meat to take a bunch of it home and give the rest to San Antonio homeless. Imagine to them, because they're so alien. That's what my buddy calls people that have grown up generations in cities and never actually interface with real life. They're like space aliens. Remember when George Sr., 10 years after scanners were ubiquitous and in all stores, he walks into a grocery store in like 1992. We got to find that clip. It's online. And he goes, "What's that? Is that a laser?" People go, "Oh, Mr. President, you're joking." He goes, "No, what is it?" And they go, "Sir, it's a scanner. It scans barcodes." And he was just amazed by it and like talked about it 5 minutes. And I'm telling you, I've been around these generational rich people, folks. They don't know anything. And more people aren't even rich. They've just grown up latchkey kids in these high-rises and stuff. And, man, they come to Texas and they see you jump up on the back of a horse and they see you jump a fence or something. I mean, let me tell you, you can bring supermodels down from anywhere. You go on a horse, start jumping over fences with them. They're pulling you off that horse trying to have sex with you right there. I mean, you know, they've never been around men, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they have never seen any of it. You know how excited a woman that's never gone out in a big field, in a big truck farm type garden when the sun's setting and picked a bunch of vegetables and put them in there, and then you try to take them in the farmhouse and cook them? You can't get into the house before the woman's pulled your clothes off, because it's so instinctive to be out with the sound of the bugs picking vegetables with a man. It's so peaceful. The women melt, ladies and gentlemen. But see, all these people that have lived in these cities, they literally think I'm a serial killer because I shoot animals at 600 and 800 yards and then I eat them. Just like I go out in the garden and pick squash, and I go in and I cook it and I peel those potatoes. And I clean toilets and I pump my own gas and I buy my own groceries and I kick my own ass. Got that? Because I'm a man. I'm not domesticated yet. I'm not on my knees to you people trying to make it alien like you. But I'm red-blooded and I can skin a buck. I can run a trot line. I can start a media network and I can kick your ass.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until Chris cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. I barely scratched the surface. And I'm going to host into the fourth hour. We've got Larry Nichols joining us.
Alex Hillary has seen more tail than a toilet seat.
And, of course, she's the one that said on Howard Stern that she doesn't like women. I'm not making it about whether she likes women or not. It's what a liar she is. Hillary is a devil worshiper. Larry has witnessed it. And what he talked about before it was ever in the news came out later. Ed Buck's a devil worshiper. Adam Schiff's a devil worshiper. Do I have to tell you this stuff? You already know it. Hell, look at their actions. But he's going to be joining us the first 30 minutes of the fourth hour. Then Dr. Nick Begich will take over. And there's so many big developments out there. It's a big deal that the Israeli news is reporting that Epstein was a Mossad agent. All this threatens to bring down the deep state. And that's why they want Trump out so bad, because none of this endangers Trump. He's not involved in it. I investigated Trump before I endorsed him and found out his real proclivities. And I just think they're pretty much red-blooded. We all know that. And the mainstream media is always saying, oh, the Christian evangelicals are supporting Trump, even though he's a hypocrite and claims he's a Christian, but he likes all these hot women. And Scarborough's like, I just like to kill him in my office. Oops, sorry. She was found dead in his office. No big deal. Trump never said he was goody two-shoes. He never hid that. He's not a hypocrite. He is pro-life now. He's promoting that. He's promoting religious freedom. He's getting laws passed to get the government out of the First Amendment. the church is separate from state. That doesn't mean that you can't talk about God at school or somewhere else. It means the school, if it's state-funded, can't be. Not that you can't have your speech. So Trump's done phenomenal things for the church in America and reversed a lot of that. And evangelicals know that. And they've read their Bible. And they know about John the Revelator. They know about Saul of Tarsus. They know about all of the individuals that God tended to call forward were usually not goody two-shoes. In fact, most of the time they were badasses and were womanizers and were killers and were very aggressive. And then they would have their transformation, but were still not wimps. So God is not looking for wimps to be on the front line of his vanguard. That's for sure. That's a fake Hollywood thing of the chicken neck Jesus. Jesus gave himself up to be killed. He could have killed all those people snapping his fingers. And he said, next time, sell your cloak and buy a sword. Weapons are more important than clothing in the future. So there's a time to kill, a time for peace, a time to reap, a time to sow. We know that. And I've just gone down that rabbit trail. I'm going to go to your phone calls. It's just that this whole thing that, oh, you Christians have given up on God. Hey, you're the ones killing babies after they're born. We're trying to stop it. Just shut up. Get the giant 18-wheeler out of your eye before you tell me to get the speck out of mine. Give me a break. But the left's all about this garbage, about how they virtue signal, how they're good and how they're moral and how they're helpful, but they're not. It was even in the New York Times in this big fake piece that I'm not going to even dignify by talking about, something I had to go remember and talk to people, something that was true, that we were interviewing somebody dying of cancer, and I said, give them a big check when you go interview them. I feel bad for them. And the New York Times said, he must have been trying to impress his reporter that he was moral. What the hell? I give to all sorts of charity and never really talk about it. When I had more money, more so, I funded all sorts of groups and organizations covertly because I want to win this fight. But to them, they would never write a big check to somebody dying of cancer that we were exposing what had been done to them. But so to them, it had to be evil. See, because what they are is projected onto us. All the studies show leftists are many times more likely to say they give to charity, but not to do it. They'll virtue signal, but they won't do it. They talk the talk. They don't walk the walk. They're bad people who all virtue signal to each other. It's pathetic. I was trying to think of John the Baptist. I mean, all those guys, you read about them. And it turns out those guys turn out to be in Roman histories and Greek histories. They were real people. Now they're finding some of the oldest apostles, and before the apostles, prophets, in the Egyptian hieroglyphs. Turns out those were real people. Moses and all those folks. I think Moses was a nice guy, beating people to death that got in his face. No, he wasn't very friendly. I think Jesus was being friendly when he beat up a bunch of people in the temple and overturned the tables and beat them with a cat or nine tail upside the face. And I'm not calling for violence here. I'm just telling people it's time to stop bending over. And as you notice, Trump's not been bending over when they attack him. He needs to stop bending over to the censorship, and I'm going to shut up now. It's just when you get into the mindset of the globalists, it's so weird. It's so bizarre. And how they'll always, when they write a fake piece, you learn about their psychology by studying them over years. They'll always take something from Hollywood and put it in their fake piece as like a tell, I guess, to other people. It's the Wolf of Wall Street where somebody grabs somebody's fish out of a fishbowl and eats it. I have fish at home. I like fish. I never grabbed an employee's fish and killed it. But see, something so over the top, well, it's got to be true. I mean, who would make up Jones walking over and going, give me that fish. I'm going to kill it. I don't know. Maybe I have shot turtles. I have shot turtles in a pond at about 300 yards for target practice because they eat the fish. That's a problem. My grandma was like, get out there and shoot those turtles. They're eating all the bass out of there. So I guess I have shot turtles. See, to them, just the idea of someone taking action over the earth, someone having power, no, that's for them. That's for the UN jackboots running the FEMA camps. That's not for us, ladies and gentlemen. So you lie down, Americans, and you take your fluoride and you take your boys in and you get them castrated. That's liberal. And you just, you give your sons that, you know, the Prozac, and you give them the Ritalin, you burn out their brains and you do what you're told and you submit to the system. And then the New York Times will pat you on the head. And then at night you'll go back to your fat and psychopathic wives who will beat you within an inch of your life. That's what it is. I got this video I didn't get to that they're glorifying on the news of a polyamorous couple of four men and a woman. And I use the term men lightly. And it's all this woman is their mommy is what it is. And they just want to keep living with their mommy. And she treats them all like they're her 12-year-old sons. And this is as close to nightmare as it can be. And, of course, you know it's not going to go well. Now she's pregnant with one of the boy's sons. And this is what the collapse of civilization looks like. You know, she's really going to protect them from the army horde that comes over the hill. But this is what our friendly, nice society, not giving people guidelines to at least, hey, maybe follow, has created. That's what the Chi-Coms, while they're making super soldiers with genetic engineering, are laughing at. But don't worry, China is funding Hollywood messages like that, laughing at us the entire time. And so folks like that are a step above New York Times writers that live their whole lives in high-rise apartments. They at least live at ground level in a real neighborhood in Florida. And so they're going to have to decide if they want to be men or not. You know, if you want to get down to real primitive levels, it's not manly, it's not cool, it's not avant-garde to have four dudes with one chick, okay? It's one thing if you're confident enough, and I'm not saying this is good, it usually breaks up relationships. Hey, your buddy, your wife's hot, mine's hot, let's do that. That's a completely different, you know, like the Greeks would go up, some of them, and have, you know, once a year on a certain full moon. If people want to go up and have an orgy and everybody swap each other's wives, do it. So we got to share the genetics here a little bit. That's a manly thing to do, to get your blood up and go to an orgy and have sex with other people's wives in front of them. It's not manly to sit there and take turns with your domesticated, stupid, so-called mothership. And it's what the collapse of civilization absolutely looks like. That's what the collapse of civilization looks like. That's what the collapse of civilization looks like. That is what the collapse of civilization looks like. That's it, right there. That's what America is becoming. That's the globalist goal. You see that one sitting over there? This is slavery. And look at her just blissfully smiling. I mean, to her is just happier than a pig and you know what.
Gosh, help us. Call the government.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I am a pontificating, pompous, porcine populist. And I will get to all your calls that are here. We have a guest popping in for a few segments, but we'll continue on into the fourth hour. Larry Nichols is joining us with the inside scoop on Hillary and her proclivities for the females and what that means and why she's lying about it. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Washington. Thanks for holding, Joe. Really appreciate you calling today. Yeah!
Okay, Alex. I'm pissed off. I don't want to take it anymore. These people are absolutely full of crap. We know it.
Don't say that Islam was to blame for those dead at the naval station. America's to blame. Blame yourself. You did it. You killed those people, Joe, if you're a gun owner. Say you're sorry to Islam.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Take my guns, please.
Good. That's better.
Really quickly, I got 4 points to get to, but I want to plug your bodies, your survival shield. Your toothpaste is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. Nothing can stand up to it. I love it to death. And I want to get to these 4 points really quick. Obama used to talk all the time about the power of the pen, the executive, and I have a problem trusting Trump for a few simple reasons. I feel like there's very simple things that he could do that could change the landscape of our country so dramatically. And number one, I think, is voter ID. He wants to win 2020. Get rid of the illegals voting. It's something I feel like he could do with executive order. I don't feel like that would be hard. That would make a huge difference. Number two, he needs to indict Hillary for her obvious crimes. Everybody who knows anything about the Clintons knows that she's guilty, and there's enough evidence to put her away for a very long time. Number three is pardoning Roger Stone one of his longtime friends, very most responsible person probably for getting him in office, for getting him elected. And number four, and what I believe is the most important, is getting rid of the Federal Reserve. Get us out of it. Get
oh, yeah, they're the ones that raise the rates and sabotage the economy up front. Thank you. Great points, Joe. Let's go to Paul in Minnesota. Let's talk about microchipping more. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You're great at almost prophesizing all this stuff, and I know you're going by information and facts. And the media just won't expose it, of course. And I'm just surprised that all these conservative talk show hosts who won't go out on the limb and identify who the corporate media is. You know, with the recent merger of, what is it, WB and Viacom, now there's only four mega corporations which control 95% of all the media. You know, thousands of smaller media outlets. If antitrust legislation isn't used on them, I don't know how else we could ever defeat this.
Exactly. And then you look at the big four tech. They say it's big six. It's really big four. You've got the big four tech companies engaged in massive destructive activities and absolutely monopolistic. And if Trump doesn't act, I don't know what the issue is. Because they're all abusing their power, not just economically, but now politically.
Well, the media is sitting in the catbird seat because they know the Republicans have an instinctual, distaste for antitrust legislation. But I can't think of any other way to bust up these monopolies. And you could do it in a way where it's promoting free speech because you let loose thousands of smaller media outlets. How can that be a bad thing, you know?
Well, we're trying to do that, but they won't even let you into the market. They're censoring us everywhere, while Soros is openly funding, quote, thousands of fake local radio, TV, and internet sites that spew out fake news they admit to, quote, stop the populist. So that's why you'll see articles saying Jones lost a lawsuit for a book I didn't even write, didn't lose a lawsuit. You'll see Jones admits he's a Nazi or stuff like that. It's totally fake. And that's what I'm saying is they know people don't believe the New York Times or Washington Post now. So now they've got lots of little local TV and radio stations that actually get licenses in some cases. If not, they're online and look like a TV station, but it's actually just internet. And it's incredible. Great points. That's why Trump's got to act on the censorship and on the monopoly practices now. I mean, it's just incredible. Love Trump to death, but my gosh. And we're going to come back with former MLB player Aubrey Huff about what happened with this whole Second Amendment controversy that's going on and how they're trying to criminalize normal paternal behavior. You can feel it. You can taste it. You can see it. You can face it. You can hear it. Hey, we're getting near it.
I believe we need a president who has a track record of taking on the NRA. To begin with, if I'm lucky enough to get elected, we're going to overhaul the background check system. We'll close loopholes. You ought to be 21 at least to buy a handgun or any form of semi-automatic firearm. 48-hour waiting period. And we'll adopt a red flag law at the federal level, requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun. Because just having a background check isn't enough. To reinstate the ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. I'll ban guns at all schools and colleges. I will get this done, whether I get elected or not.
Yeah, we know you're financing lawsuits against people like me. We know, Bloomberg, you've spent billions trying to buy off the sheriffs and district attorneys, just like Soros is doing, because you think you should tell us how to live our lives. Well, Aubrey Huff played in the MLB for 13 seasons. It's part of the 2010-2012 San Francisco Giants team that won the World Series. I was actually watching some of that, and I'm always too busy to even watch sports. As the first baseman and designated hitter, he played for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, Houston Astros, Baltimore Orioles, Detroit Tigers, and San Francisco Giants. He's been an outspoken supporter of President Trump through his Twitter account in recent years and was wearing a red, white, and blue 45 shirt while promoting a second term for the president in a controversial tweet and he's at Aubrey_Huff, and he joins us now. And he took his sons, and we'll roll some of that B-roll here for TV viewers, out shooting and said, yeah, they're coming to confiscate the guns, you know, better get out and learn how to use them. And he was laughing about it. And, well, now they're calling CPS on him and calling for him to be arrested and just flipping out, kind of like the New York Times broke this big fake piece. But they did get it right that I go hunting. They acted like it's some secret thing and I secretly butcher animals in a garage. None of that's true. And, I mean, that's how crazy these people are. They're trying to make it alien to take your sons out and teach them how to shoot. So, Aubrey, they're pushing so hard. I guess it's making folks like you get active. I know they're trying to deplatform you. They're trying to act like you've done something wrong. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Alex. Yeah, it's been an interesting week. You know, when I made that post before Thanksgiving, you know, I've done this kind of thing with my kids all the time. I'm a conservative Christian guy from Texas, and my dad taught me to shoot a gun when I was 5 years old. My grandpa took me out to shoot rifles out at his ranch all the time. And I find that to be an incredibly bonding experience for a father and their son, grandson. And I had a blast doing it. Felt unbelievable to fire that steel, not only just to learn how to shoot a gun, but, you know, to hunt and do what you need to do. In Texas, that's a big thing. And so when I made that tweet, taking my kids to the gun range, which I've done a few times, I just thought it'd be fun to make a little post and show my two boys how good of shots they're getting to become. And the big backlash I got on these tweets from a lot of the left comments was like, wow, those boys' groupings really do suck, attacking the kids, which is typically what they do. But when I made that post, Alex, I had no idea it would get the hatred that it did of a guy just taking his kids to shoot guns. And I think the biggest thing what everybody thought was I tagged Bernie Sanders and said that if socialism by some chance, if Bernie Sanders becomes president and wins, we need to all learn how to shoot guns just in case socialism hits America. And the big backlash was everybody was tagging the FBI, Child Protective Services, that I was threatening a U.S. senator, which under no case was that the case.
Well, it's the left calling for killing Trump and killing his supporters and attacking him. And you've had members of Congress shot and people's senators' ribs broken. Almost all the violence is in their column. But then if we tongue-in-cheek things or just, you know, make jokes or, you know, oh, I guess if the Civil War is coming, I got to get trained for it. Roger Stone and I 6 months ago shot a video joking about that. And they said, Roger Stone and Jones are planning violence. And so, I mean, they really are drama queens.
Yeah, it's been the hatred I've gotten through the comments. And what I found out about Twitter, it's really interesting. I'm not very active on Twitter. I have been active sporadically throughout the last 5 years, but it's kind of been a blast these last 2 weeks. I'm a very sarcastic kind of guy in the clubhouse in baseball. I always like to push the envelope and talk trash to guys in a fun, sarcastic way. So I think a lot of that gets lost on Twitter. But you know, the vile that was coming from all the comments below. You didn't have a whole lot of conservative comments coming up and stepping up. There was several, don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of conservatives are scared to share their support for something like that on a social platform and fear they're going to lose their jobs. But you won't believe the amount, Alex, of private messages I got from conservative people. Hey, Aubrey, we're so proud of you. Keep continuing to take a stand against these leftists. We love what you're doing. We're supporting you. There were thousands of those, which was pretty amazing.
Oh, of course. I mean, even in leftist Austin, I'll shake 50 hands before one person drives by and says, F you, Russian agent. And it's not true. So it's sad that they're mentally ill. But all the big national news stories, though, a lot of them acted like you'd done something wrong or, you know, what are you doing taking your son's shooting? And it reminds you of how they attacked the Trump sons for going out and dove hunting or shooting whitetail or a New York Times story attacking me saying Jones has been seen butchering animals. They act like this is some kind of crime and we're serial killers. It really shows how domesticated the left is and that we need to somehow get them in nature therapy or outdoor therapy so that they're not like caged humans. That we need free range humans because the biggest thing about the left is they're domesticated, they're weak. They're scared, and that's why they want a nanny state, is they really think it's alien to see a masculine man with sons out shooting. By the way, their groupings were great as fast as they were shooting. And then even though they don't own guns, don't know how to use one, they go, oh, look, your son sucks. He's not a good shot.
Yeah, what's funny is I think a lot of the backlash didn't come so much from women on the left. It was a lot of the white knight beta males that come out and they've never fired a weapon in their lives. And these guys have maybe 4 followers, and all they do is troll all day. These people are spiteful. They wake up in the morning, and the first thing they do is they probably check their phone, go on Twitter, and find out what they can find out about today to be pissed off. And it's a very sad existence. I've been called a crazy lunatic. I've gone through the past in my baseball career where I was very open about some of the experiences I had towards the end of my career with drug abuse, with Adderall, alcoholism. I turned into depression and anxiety when I retired. And I'm happy to say, with my faith in God over those years since I've retired, I've regained my sanity and my health. And so they attack that past. I wrote a book about some of that. And so that's where they go to. They go to somebody's past, and we all have past, you know. And what I'm doing now, my father, interestingly enough, Alex, was murdered. It's when I was 6 years old in a domestic dispute trying to break up this domestic dispute between this crazy lunatic 22-year-old psycho with a gun in Texas and shot his wife at the time. My dad tried to intervene. He got involved. He got murdered, shot right in the back of the head by this guy.
Terrible.
And so you would think I would be anti-gun. I'm not. If my dad had had a gun, had a license to carry, I guarantee you it wouldn't have turned out the way it did.
Well, we know where there are guns, there are lower crime rates. And the issue is the bad person with the gun. I mean, look at this jihadi that attacked the naval station. He was here. He had a gun illegally. He was here for flight training. He did this. So we're not going to hear a lot about that now because he wasn't an American citizen. But if he was, we'd never hear the end of it. And all gun deaths are terrible. It's about 24,000 a year. Half of those are suicides. But compared to things like opiates and things like fentanyl that's killing hundreds and thousands or more a year, that's the real crisis. But I don't want to divert off into that. I just think it's really important that you do exercise your First and your Second Amendment, or we're going to lose it. And more people, I think, are intimidated not to do that. It's important to do.
Well, I tell you, being a conservative guy from Texas, very Christian, I feel like this country, we're getting yelled down at, and people are losing their courage to stand up for what we believe in. As far as it comes to Christianity, it's being attacked. Christianity is being attacked. Our right to bear arms is being attacked. The First and Second Amendment, like you said, it's being attacked. They're taking down Ten Commandments statues all over the country. And, you know, this is biblical stuff that we're living in today. And you see it happening before our very eyes. And as a father of 2 kids, or 2 boys, or 11 and 9, you know, I want them to be prepared, because I feel like we are getting more and more separated.
I agree. Let's talk about where America's going. One more segment with Aubrey Huff straight ahead. Well, I've been having a very interesting little discussion with Aubrey Huff during the break. And he wants to take your calls next segment on any subject you're raising. And so he's going to ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour ahead of Larry Nichols joining us. So I'm going to go to Bill, Alex, Tony, Kelly, Alex, Matt, and a few others, guaranteed before this broadcast ends. But going back to former professional baseball player and champ, out there with his team, Aubrey Huff, he was telling me so many things. I said, what do you want to get into? And he just rattled off a bunch of really interesting intel. So you've got the floor. Kind of repeat that for the listeners, please.
Yeah, so as a San Francisco Giant, that's kind of where I made my name for myself. Won 2 World Series in 2010 and 2012. And I know, Alex, San Francisco is just a breeding ground for liberalism, and it's probably one of the most liberal cities in America. And so when I meet the gun tweet with my boys, I would say about 80% of the responses were from San Francisco Giants fans who were just burying me, asking me to give up my World Series rings, to not even be associated with the Giants. Please quit tagging the Giants. San Francisco Giants, you've got to never invite this guy back. You are a shame. And I'm like thinking to myself, well, gosh, guys, where's the tolerance? You guys love me for what I did on the baseball field, but I can't have my own opinions? That kind of thinking to me is just absolutely insanity. I just don't get that. And what they don't know, all these people are burying for the Giants, is
Those 2012 teams I was on, those, I'd say about 80%, I'm sorry, not 30, 80% of all the players were conservative. And I would say about 75% of the staff was conservative. And they were Trump lovers. You know, I talked to them to this day, and they've told me that, hey, man, I know who I'm voting for in 2020. Most of all the guys are same guys voting for Trump. So what these Giants fans don't know is, like, all those teams they love that want me to give them ring back, well, maybe you should ask the entire team to have their rings given back, too. So you can't have an opinion in this world. That's what they're trying to take away, is your right to believe in what you want to believe in.
Well, the left loves to bully, and they love to organize and persecute people. And you were telling me how they're trying to hack into your Twitter account, how it's doubled in size since this all started. Now you think you're shadow banned. I mean, this is a real reign of terror going on. It's so un-American. And as Americans, if Trump won't act, what do you think we should do to counter all the censorship?
Well, I think we're the people like me. I don't have a job. I'm retired, so I can go out there and be who I want to be. And so many people reach out to me through messaging and said, gosh, I wish I could do what you did, we'll stand up and fight these people. I just feel like I would get fired in a second. And that, for me, it's, you gotta make a stand at some point. I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, obviously, you're right. We've got to make a stand.
Yeah.
Your Skype's a little bit delayed. What's happening is your Skype kind of broke up a little bit. We'll probably reconnect during the break. You know, obviously that happens sometimes. So I think you're a few seconds delayed what you're hearing. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry about that.
It's all right. It happens.
So, yeah, that's all right. I just feel like too many guys, I think, especially in the world we live in today, are too scared to speak up. And, you know, there's a lot of attacks to people on social media. If you make one bad post, standing up for what you believe in, then it gets retweeted. And if, God forbid, you have a family you got to provide for and you get fired and you can't make payments for your family to feed your family, then you're dead. So I see why a lot of people don't stand up. But at the same time, the reason it's so bad is the people on the left, most of these people, most of them don't have a job. So they're just screaming at the top of their lungs. They have plenty of time every day to go out and protest and whine and cry all day. And most of these people, they're 30 years and under and never really had to grind for a thing and expecting the world to just give them handouts. And I've never seen the country more divided. And it has nothing to do with Trump. It has everything to do with, I think, this radical left trying to impose their agenda on us.
You're a 1,000,000% obviously correct on that. And tongue in cheek, you were saying, I got to train my sons how to use guns because if socialism comes, there's going to be a crisis. Well, the left's the ones calling for violence. And everywhere they get control, they do oppress and suppress people. And so really, this is something we have to talk about. The Second Amendment is there to fight off a tyrannical government that is also in the Declaration of Independence. So everybody that hates owning guns and private property and all this, there's 100+ other countries that aren't free that they should go to. But notice, none of these socialists and lazy asses ever want to go to those countries. They want to come here and tell us how bad we are, so we then get into a guilt complex and submit to them. It's all a hoax.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like the people that are clamoring for socialism here, you know, you see it all the time and you hear it all the time. Invite these people to go to Venezuela. See if you could last for a month, right? And these are the kind of people that want this kind of stuff to happen in America. And the ironic thing about my tweet was, listen, I've seen what's happened in Venezuela. I've played with guys that lived in Venezuela, and they've told me what it's like there. It is absolutely a hell on earth. And
let's be clear about that. People are attacking you when you were on the championship team. They know you there. Mainly San Francisco is attacking you. And you're saying, hey, socialism's a nightmare. Go there. And they're like, screw you. I mean, I've read the tweets. They won't ever have a real discussion either.
No. They're so hell-bent on getting free shit from the government. Sorry if I can't say that on your show.
No, I mean, they only want free stuff for a year, even if it collapses everything forever afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. And for me, when I took my kids to the gun range, that's all I was wanting them to do is just to not so much about socialism,
I just want them to learn how to fire a gun safely. There's crazy people out there, not just socialism, protected from socialism, but nutbags. And, if, you know, one day, I mean, I believe sometime in the future, we're going to hit a time where it's going to be chaos. Maybe not in our lifetime, but if it is, I want them prepared.
Well, that looks like, what, about 10, 12, 15 yards? How far were they shooting at?
Yeah, they were doing, that was about 20 yards, I believe, and they were doing pretty well. I kept moving. That one's probably about 10 yards away. That's my little guy, and that's my oldest guy, and he's a lefty shooter. But I got to tell you,
Alex, I see where the bullets are going in at 10 and 20 yards. They're really good shots for, you know, not shooting a lot. So, again.
Well, what's great, though, is like when these kids walk out of that gun range, Alex, and their chests are up, their chins held high, their shoulders are back, you can just tell that they just absolutely love that experience of firing guns with their dad. It's an unbelievable bonding experience for your boys. And, you know, for all the dads out there that are telling me I'm raising little terrorists. And that's the big thing that pisses me off is these guys coming on my Twitter and telling me that I'm raising school shooters and the Menendez brothers and all these kind of crazy things attacking my kids. My kids love their dad. And a lot of these people are going, hey, they're tagging Child Protective Services to come get my kids, tagging the FBI that I'm raising terrorists. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous, some of the things I read on Twitter. And I invite people that's never taken their kids out to fire guns, try it. You might change your mind.
Well, that's what they're really scared of, is that there is a culture shift. We were winning for a while where people are going out, they're taking others out shooting, and we were statistically winning. That's why they're moving in, trying to extinguish it so quickly, because everywhere you do get a gun culture, the crime rate drops massively, and that scares them. Let's come back and take phone calls on the other side with our guest. He can cover all these subjects. Tony and others, you're up first. Alex, Kelly, Christian, Matt, so many others.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what love's all about tonight. Trust me, honey, everything's gonna be all right. Just do like I do, there ain't nothing to it. Listen to me, baby, honey, what I can do.
Let yourself go. I didn't know that Elvis did heavy metal, but he does. That is an Elvis song, sung by the evil Elvis. But instead of letting ourselves go to be slobs that don't care about life, let ourselves go and be who God really made us to be, out there challenging corruption, not laying down to it. But the left and the mainstream media have been able to bully Americans and others into submission. So now when there's Islamic terror attacks on a daily basis, we're not supposed to say it's Islamic, or you'll get deplatformed. Aubrey Huff, former MLB star, is our guest, but I like him because he's got courage and took his sons out shooting, knowing they'd demonize him and attack him. I mean, I'm guessing that, but I think I'm right. I mean, I think you knew that when you did that normal, natural thing, they were going to attack you, or am I making stuff up?
No, you're making stuff up. I honestly thought when I made that tweet that I was just going to get maybe a retweet or two, a couple good follows, like, hey, way to raise them up right. The whole socialist thing and the Bernie thing was more of a like a joke, because I have a very sick sense of humor at times, and I could be very sarcastic. And I just didn't think, I think I posted that later in the evening. And then when I woke up the next morning, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it just took on a life of its own.
Wow.
I got Kathy Griffin she retweeted it and go, this dumb effer right here. And I thought that was pretty ironic, considering the fact that Kathy Griffin had a Donald Trump head cut off with her sword, with a knife with blood going down of it. Kind of.
Oh, they're total hypocrites. Because I mean, I forgot you said you just started, you know, being more political because of the suppression. I mean, because for me, I just know how they'll respond. I mean, if you went out and shot ducks with your sons and you know, taught them how to hunt that and took them back and, you know, cooked them and everything, they would call you a criminal for that. I mean, I just know how they operate. But I would imagine now, are you planning to troll them more in the future? Since this wasn't an intentional troll, I mean, I could really work with you to come up with some new trolls. If you really want to piss them off, say, take your sons out duck hunting or something.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been interesting because, you know, I come up in a Major League Baseball locker room. You got to have thick skin and you got to be witty. And Tom Arnold came after me. And within 5 minutes, I had a tweet back out of him. I thought it was a pretty good one. You might want to check into it. It was a little bit kind of a dig, But hey, I love it. I mean, if you're going to come, here's
well,
my thing.
Go ahead and say it. What'd you say in the tweet?
I think in the tweet, I said, you know, because he took up for Kathy Griffin. And anyway, he said, Kathy Griffin handing Aubrey Huff his ass. That's what it is. And I responded to Tom Arnold and I said, she's not going to bang you, Tom. You might want to focus on your fourth marriage because I've gone through that alimony thing. And it would seem to reasonably believe for me, I'm not that dumb to do it four different times. There you go. And so, yeah, he didn't really respond after that one. But you got to have thick skin in the major league clubhouse. And I learned that the hard way. And that's the way it is. It's banter. And I remember there's a pitcher for the A's at the time when Donald Trump was in the bus grabbing women by the P word. And I remember he responded and he said, by no circumstances have I been ever heard that kind of talk in the locker room. And I'm like, come on, Sean Doolittle. I hear that kind of stuff and 90 times worse on a daily basis. It's just this guy trying to gain followers and, you know, he's pandering to the left crowd.
By the way, I defended Trump on that because I knew in context, because we heard the whole tape. The media only played like 10 seconds. He was talking about like Elvis Presley, back to Elvis, when he first got on the scene, these were teenage girls pulling their panties and bras off, throwing them at him and trying to tackle him. And what Trump was saying is, man, now that I was the star of this TV show, I was already rich and famous, I had no idea. These women come after you and they just jump on you and you can do whatever you want. That's what he was talking about, was women tearing your clothes off. He wasn't talking about jumping out from behind a bush and grabbing a woman.
Yeah, it's the way the media spins everything. They only want you to hear what they want you to hear to make it look bad. I did an interview for a paper. I can't remember what it was. And I'd said I'd had thousands of direct messages supporting me from conservative people. And in the article, it said that I had dozens of people supporting me, which is to make it seem like there's not that much supporting me on Twitter. So, you know, they twist words around even when they interview you and quote you. And I've went through that in baseball my whole life. And you got to be real careful. And that's where I think it's really amazing to me how Donald Trump's been able to do what he's done, having to deal with this fake news media, just twisting around what he says and twisting around everything. And
Aubrey, they have the New York Times main magazine article says that I went and killed an employee's fish. This did not happen. But imagine something that outrageous. People go, well, it's got to be true. I mean, you know, I'm starting. Give me your fish. Your fish is dead.
I just had a guy reach out to me, direct messenger, private messenger on Twitter, said, hey, there's rumors that 10 to 15 guys on the Devil Rays baseball team back in the day said that you offered to watch them take batting practice while you masturbated on the field. I'm like, is this true? And I'm what? No, it's just these, I don't know. It's just people trying to troll you and trying to make you feel stupid and make you look like an idiot.
Well, yeah, because liberals are like Arrested Development 12-year-olds. They act like we're in junior high and what they do hurts us. Like, I'll be out eating dinner and a leftist will walk over and go, shame on you, shame, shame. Right. And I'll be kind of half asleep, tell my wife to hurry up and eat. I'm like, oh, well, that gave me some energy. Thanks a lot. Now I feel great. I mean, it doesn't make me feel bad when bad people try to bully me.
Oh, I mean, that's the thing. I get attacked, and then I smart-ass-wise give them a shot back and just pretty much bury them the way I would in a clubhouse. Now I'm the bad guy, right? And to me, like, that's my whole thing. I fight fire with fire. I give you what you give to me. If you're going to give me hate, I'm going to give you hate right back. You give me love, I'll give you love. I'm not afraid to. And as a Christian guy, what kills me is some of these people, oh, you're a Christian? You're claiming to talk this way about other people? Listen, Jesus came to earth, you know, he didn't come to bring peace, he says in the Bible. He came with a sword, right? And as Christian men and Christian people in general, it's becoming really soft. And I feel like we gotta take a stand and start fighting as Christians.
I agree with you. Let's take a call from Kelly in Florida. Thanks for holding, Kelly, about the microchipping homeless in South Florida. I don't know about that, but I know it's going on in Austin. Got a big report coming out next Tuesday. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have 30 years of experience. And I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a Republican, but thanks to you, listening to you with an open mind, I think that you have persuaded me. I want to tell you about a chilling experience that I had. Now, I came to South Florida 6 years ago, And I've worked with the homeless for 30 years. And I worked with a couple, and their names were Alice and David. And I worked hands-on, streets-on, in the woods, okay? And I couldn't find them for 6 to 8 weeks. And it was like a weekly thing. I'm not about feeding and enabling the homeless. I'm about bringing them out, okay? Not enabling
I get it. You're trying
homeless,
to empower right? the homeless.
Yeah, exactly. So after 6 to 8 weeks, I'm like, where are these people at? You know, I'm trying to give them a hand up. Well, they finally get out of jail, and they came to me, and they were just scared crapless. And I said to them, I said, what's going on? And David said to me, he said, Kelly, you're not going to believe this. He's and let me tell you something. I didn't believe about the chipping the homeless, believe me, because I'm a liberal, okay? But I didn't believe that, but listening to you, it planted a seed inside of me. So it made me open-minded. So anyway, David came to me after he got out of jail. And he said to me, he said, Kelly, you're not going to believe this. He said, they got me for trespassing. I said, well, what were you doing? He said, nothing. So they took him to jail, and they said to him, he said, look, we have this facility. That's what they called it. You can be implanted with a chip. We'll put your Medicaid on there, your food stamps, all your Social Security, and we won't even throw you in jail. You can go to your doctor's appointments. We'll bus you out. We'll bring you back. But you have to stay at this facility. And
okay,
as long as
stop. I haven't broken this yet. Ma'am, we have it all. Yes, this is what's going on. Next, they do medical experiments on them. So hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you. I appreciate you holding. And I'm going to need to get your name and number to Rob Dew, who's working on this, as we're getting more witnesses and more documents in Texas. And, ma'am, we have the proof. This is what you just said is exactly, and it's liberal cities.
And it happened to me personally. Like, I wouldn't even have believed it.
No. I know what's going on. Stay there. We'll come right back to you. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Let me kind of tell this story to the listeners and the callers and everybody else. I came in here today and I thought about covering nothing but the story that the lady just called in about. Because it's the type of story that could bring down the globalist. And it gives me a headache, though. It's so big. There's so many angles. But here's the simplest way to say it. Then I'll go back to the caller and then get our guest take on it and then back to more calls. There is a UN program for civil unrest and for economic collapse to, quote, reorganize the United States and other countries. You've seen this happen. And I have all the news articles and all the admissions. Then you have the globalists trying to break the borders and building all these refugee camps in Latin America and funding all of this. That's on record. Then you have when Obama left trying to put the UN in charge of local police departments, Strong Cities Initiative. You can go watch the videos of those hearings. So this is all happening. And then if they can get enough fentanyl on the street and enough homeless that have just massively increased the last few years, they can use that as the cover story to build these emergency centers and start getting people microchipped to have the infrastructure in place and it normalized before it rolls out to the rest of the public. China is working with the UN to have global standardization of world ID, a face scan to be able to buy and sell. That was in Reuters Monday. And then we discover NGOs, non-governmental organizations, under a UN contract, that chip people in Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, San Salvador, Belize, and Mexico. And I have Christian Science Monitor, AP, Roy. This is going on for 15 years. Now they're in Austin at warehouses doing exactly what the caller said. Now, I haven't said what we've got proven with documents and interviews and the facilities. We were out at homeless camps at 10 o'clock at night last night. I thought, you know, I ought to come on today, cover all this, show a bunch of stuff, and then open phones up because I bet it's happening in other areas to get more contacts, and then people can actually videotape, and the big one's going to be cutting the chip out of somebody's arm in a doctor's office because no one will care if I show the facility, they're admitting they're doing it. People are going to want to see that chip come out, and we're having to get involved with HIPAA forms and everything else right now, okay? But that's what we're going for is the chip being cut out on TV with a doctor here next week, okay? Because like P.T. Barnum said, man, and so does Shakespeare, the whole world's a stage. This is all real, but people can't believe it. See, just like when I found microphones in the Scientific Atlantic cable box 23 years ago. I didn't find it. An engineer told me about it. That was real, but no one could believe it. We weren't supposed to expose it back then before it was all admitted. Like, oh, yeah, your phone's listening to you. Yeah, your refrigerator's listening to you. That's all admitted now. The microchipping has rolled out. It's confirmed. So I want to get Aubrey Huff's take on this. But, ma'am, Kelly in Florida, as soon as I get off the day, I'm calling you. Rob Dew's calling you. But just for the listeners, because I can tell you're for real, and I can tell you're freaked out, because, what, did you hear us say this a month ago, and then you're a person that professionally works with homeless, and now you actually saw it. You're saying stuff we haven't even said on air, which is exactly what's going on. So that gives you a lot of credibility that you're breaking stuff here that I wasn't breaking yet. It includes medical experimentation. But just I know you're freaked out. You keep saying, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's real. Give people the nutshell of what's happening.
Okay. So basically, it made the hair on my neck stand up because I had been listening to you. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. You would consider me a liberal. And I had been looking for Alice and David for about 6 to 8 weeks, couldn't find them, finally found them. And David came to me and he said, listen, he says, I was arrested for trespassing. And I said, oh, well, it's not a big deal. And he, now mind you, we're one, our, my nonprofit, which I'm not going to say, because I don't want anybody coming down on it.
I understand.
My nonprofit is 100% volunteers. So we work out of compassion, right? That's what we do. And we're 100% volunteers. I sat down with him in the woods, and he said, Kelly, you're not going to believe this. They offered me either jail time or to go to this facility. And now, mind you, Alex Jones is in the back of my head, and I'm sitting here listening. And he says, well, I said, well, what did they offer you? And he says, well, they said, look, we'll let you out of jail for trespassing, but you have to be chipped. And you can go and come as you please. We'll have a bus for you. We'll put your Social Security, your food stamps, your Medicaid, because he was on Medicaid and he got food stamps, right? But he was living in the woods, and that happens in South Florida. And he said, Kelly, I was so freaked out. He said, give me jail time and then let me out. Well, I think he ended up doing like 60 days, okay? But Alice, we've never been able to find her, okay? So there was two of the, actually, this was a tent city that we worked with, and we worked with them. There was a lot of them that we got out of the streets, and we got them in housing and stuff. But there was two of them, Alice and David. But David, I still know where he is, and I don't want to reveal where he is, and because I don't even know if he.
Well, Kelly, let me tell you the rest of the story. I haven't revealed this yet, and I'm going to reveal it soon. There's reasons I can't reveal all this yet. You think your hair is standing up? Hold on. After this homeless person, one of them was just in an interview on a separate subject. It got millions of views. He talked about this happening last week at the barbershop. The SUVs showed up, okay? We went to his camp. They've all run off, but the other homeless were there, and they were all scared, wouldn't even take money to talk about it on camera, but said the men in suits came and threatened them, okay? Well, but here's the difference. We've been out to the facilities now, and and they already know we're watching them. The point is, I don't want to say too much. Just believe me, I'm living in an X-Files episode, and so are you, and here's the deal. Don't worry about this guy or that guy. This is happening all over the country, we know, starting in Texas, California, and we'd seen some documents in Florida. So when I saw your call, I should have gone to it right away, but I'll put you on hold. I'm going to call you after the show, and we need to talk to your guy. We need more people about this. We have the company admittingly doing it. And they've done it in Latin America. But the point is, it's the humanity of it. And we need to find homeless that are in the facilities. Because here's the deal. They're institutionalizing these people. And they're using it as a beta test. Once they build the post-human world and there's no jobs anymore, the robots are doing everything, everyone's going to have to opt into these smart cities. And Google is sponsoring this. And so is Apple. Okay, and so that's why they're moving them into these things where they're all watched and controlled, and this is going to be the model for everybody. So stay there, Kelly. Aubrey Huff, that's the type of insane stuff going on. I've got a whole stack of documents right here about the microchipping of the homeless right here in Texas where they're admitting this. This isn't science fiction. This is the real thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm a diehard Christian conservative, and you know, if you take the Bible literally, and I do, and you talk about the mark of the beast, if you want to get that kind of stuff going on, I mean, I really feel like if you look, if you can see what's going on with this microchipping, what if that is the mark of the beast? You just don't know what it is. And to me, the minute I start seeing the microchipping going on at a very high level, it's time to start getting really worried. And I have two boys, 11 and 9, so I can see there would be such a want to get into this to be able to chip your kids and know where they are at all time. But the problem with that is everybody knows where your kids are going to be. The government's going to know where they are. The privacy is gone. I just think it's a system of control. And, you know, I'm not well versed on the microchipping, but just common sense says to me that you're infringing on people's rights and their privacy rights. And it's definitely a scary time.
Here's an article 15 years ago, microchips implanted in Mexican officials, AP, and it's these same companies. And guys, I needed Don Salazar's article. That's the most important one. It's not in here that he did a month ago about company implanting homeless with microchips. It's actually got the admissions and the company and linked to their website. Because that's the most important one I wanted to show listeners. And I know it was in there yesterday. I probably left it on the table, and then it got mixed in with another stack. But this is all actually going on. It's an incredible time. And, of course, any of this technology could be used for good if angels were running it that weren't fallen angels, or if evil people were running it that weren't bad. But it's always going to get abused. The 5G is about tracking all of this, and it's here. And we have this going on in Austin. We broke it. And it needs to get out there. It's so huge. God bless you. Aubrey Huff will be watching what you do over there on Twitter. If you think they were triggered by what you did going on this show, they'll really be triggered. So again, people can follow you on Twitter at Aubrey_Huff. And I'm told you're from Dallas, pretty close where I'm from. So I guess we are fellow Texans from the same stomping grounds.
That's right. I grew up in West Fort Worth, Texas, a little place called White Settlement. So, you know, I've been, I think that's a big tweet. A lot of people, hey, you're from White Settlement. You must be a racist. Oh, that's another good one, right? Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, there's a town called White in England they changed the name of.
Oh, yeah? I'm sure White.
It has to do with White Cliffs in the town. It has nothing to do, like, you know, yeah, like a family called White found something. It's like Jonestown, north of Austin, founded by some Joneses. Yeah. It's insane. All right, God bless you. Fourth hour coming up. More of your calls and the big news on Hillary.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes.
All right. I really respect the callers, and I feel bad that we have a bunch of them sitting there holding. But then so often, you know, we get bombshell callers like the lady in Florida, Kelly. And Kelly, Rob just walked in here. He's going to call you in about 5 minutes. And I got to get to these other calls. And Larry Nichols is coming on with big news on Hillary. But yeah, you say the hair on the back of your neck stands up because you hear us saying, hey, they're implanting the Austin homeless with microchips. Ma'am, we have links to the company's announcement, how they did it in Latin America and how they're doing it. They just don't want a public debate about it. It's a UN contract before it rolls out and is ubiquitous. They want to normalize it first. Just like Facebook won't let you post a vaccine insert sheet that comes with a vaccine that says it can kill you. And so I know you're upset about this because you got told this, that they wanted him to be microchipped and he wouldn't. So he stayed in jail. But that's what the Austin mayor is doing. And they've taken over a hotel. They've got these warehouses and they're doing it. We've confirmed it. Again, some people have taken the chips. They're scared to talk to us. Some are now talking to us. And we're just lining up to cut the suckers out on air because that'll shut everybody up. You know, 20-something years ago when I showed that hidden microphone in there and people got really upset about it, this will do the same thing because that you're not supposed to see the chip yet. You're supposed to just hear that it's been put in millions of people when it's finally rolled out and everybody's got to get it. They've got to put the infrastructure in first. But, yes, they are literally putting this infrastructure in. You say you gave it gave you chills. Listen, I live in a system of this, and that's why this is so frustrating. Is we're not making this up. What else did he say?
Well, when he finally came out of jail, I said to him, I said, David, you know, you got to understand, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. I have listened to your show briefly, and I have an open mind. He said, Kelly, he says, I'm just a homeless man. I'm not sure what's going on, but I do know one thing. I'm not putting no chip in my hand to have my Social Security or my welfare check because, you know, he was low income. He only got, like, disability or whatever. He says, can you help me? And I mean, at that point in time, I mean, the hair standing up on the back of my neck, knowing that I had heard this from before. And I mean, to be honest with you, Alex, I was at a loss of where, how do I proceed from here? Do I blast it? Do I ruin my nonprofit? Now, mind you, we're 100% volunteer, so nobody's making any money off this nonprofit, right?
No, I understand. You just won't be able to help people anymore. Well, no, you're going to need to organize it, show other people that it's happened to. Show the chip, and that will actually increase your nonprofit saying, we're not going to chip our homeless. They want to roll it in quietly. Ma'am, they're making homeless in Sweden get it. They're now saying, if you want to get free bus rides, get a chip. That was ABC News a year ago. It's happening, ma'am. But luckily, the Bible warned us, so we all know before it ever happened, God gave us a warning. So that's how serious this is, ma'am, because this is not the rest of the story.
Can you imagine being a liberal for 30 years, okay? Being a liberal for 30 years and then having one of your homeless say to you, hello, somebody's trying to microchip me. And then I'm listening to Alex Jones because I want to be, you know, like I want to be enlightened. You know what I'm like? I want to learn. And I'm having this disparity on, is this right? Is this wrong? And then I have it hit me right in the face saying, yeah, there it is, Kelly. What are you going to do now?
Exactly. What you heard us saying, you're then told by a homeless man who was just out of jail. Let me expand on this, ma'am. It's not normal to have a secret group putting chips in homeless people. So it's normal not to believe it. It's normal until you understand it came out in court that Bayer, I use this example because it's documented, knew they were putting HIV and hepatitis in over 2 million dosages of Factor VIII and knew it would kill those people. They did it, they said, to kill people. They said, we need to get rid of hemophiliacs. See, you're not like that, so you can't believe that. No. I'm not either. They are. And so I'm glad this happened to you. I'm glad that God told you to tune in. And then right after you tune in, it hits you right in the face because it's going on. And we've got to head it off at the pass. And there's not much time.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
All right, if you just joined us, Dr. Vic Begich understands. I love to death. We're going to annex his part of the show today, and I'm just going to host this whole hour because I promise to get to your calls, and I have all this other breaking news. And I'll just admit something to the listeners. I'm completely overwhelmed, and I'm not complaining. But I'm like in a feeding frenzy, okay? And I can't process this much stuff at this point because I've got about, let's not exaggerate, like 10 giant stories that we're trying to deal with, and 7 of them are completely confirmed. And they're all earth-shaking. And 4 of them are the same story. So imagine the logistics. Imagine the infrastructure. If the deep state was going to try to have an economic implosion and martial law, which they admit they want, and a civil war, a controlled civil war, out of which America will never come back, imagine the planning and the money and the infrastructure that will go into that. And then imagine the cover stories for the different pieces of the program. And I have reverse engineered the whole damn thing. And I can hold it in my brain and I could write out the basic skeleton of it on even maybe 20 pieces of paper. And here's the thing. It's 100% confirmed. At this point, it's not like I'm looking at something and connecting dots. This thing is crystal HD. And you got the cherry on top. They're trying to remove the president right now in front of us. And they're saying they're going to take Russians' banking away from the government, and basically all Russian citizens will not be allowed to use international credit card systems. And the prime minister and the foreign minister, Medvedev and Lavrov, have both said it's a declaration of war. That one story could be our top story. That's happening to all the gun shops I know that aren't Dick's or Walmart are being told you can't have banking now. It's happening to the NRA. I know the inside baseball in the NRA and how it got infiltrated, threatened, and it's reeling right now and canceled its big network system that was warning people and told its board members not to do interviews anymore, basically, not just on my show but on others. It's not just Ted Nugent, folks. I'm not saying anything Ted told me. I got this from other people. I mean, this is the takeover. They are intending to remove Trump one way or another, and then they're going to trigger a civil war saying right-wingers blew stuff up when Trump gets removed. They're going to truck bomb and mass shoot and say we did it when they remove Trump. Use that for a total clampdown. The economy's going to implode. And then there's going to be homeless running around crazy everywhere. All they got to do is have the Chinese, who supply 90% of the opiates, cut those off for about a month. And it's going to look like a zombie apocalypse. They've got UN vehicles, hundreds of NGOs running around getting emergency centers ready. The cover story is it's for the homeless explosion. They've got microchipping ready. They call them re-education camps. It's in the Obama Army Manual from 2014. Remember, it uses the term re-education camps. Type in Army Manual references concentration. Army Manual references re-education camp. That's a communist term. It'd be like NAMBLA calls it boy love, not pedophilia. It'd be like if NAMBLA wrote a manual and said, we want pedophilia. We want to rape your kids. They don't call it that. The Pentagon called it re-education camps for American conservatives and others, and now they're going to process us. Okay, I'll type it in for you. It's Infowars.com. Just put that in the prefix search, and you just put leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Internet internment and resettlement operations. February 2010. Yeah, and it came out a few years later. And that is from the Army. That is confirmed, army.mil. So all this continued on. And now even though Trump's in there, this is all being set up. And I can't go to a barber shop without learning about the chipping. I can't open the phones up without a woman that works with the homeless, and it's happening with them. I have the documents, too. But you understand, folks. It's here. That's why I've been so freaked out on air. And I don't know what we do. Now, let's go to Larry Nichols. And there it is, internment resettlement operations. It says, for America, how to process our Social Security numbers, how to put us into the camps, how the troublemakers get taken to another high-security camp. And they use the term re-education. Do a Control-F, re-education. That's a PDF. It may not pull it up. I do the text document you had up earlier. Re-education. Re-education camp. Re-education program. That's just the program part. It's got some of the Islamic extremists for overseas that talks about domestic. Control-F re-education camp again. So, and again, this whole thing can then be used on us. So you need to learn about all this, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand how to run PSYOP operations on the public. So Larry Nichols was a Green Beret and then assigned with the CIA and the Clintons, with the Rockefeller Foundation and others, helped get the Clintons into office, then helped handle them. He couldn't stand the cocaine being shipped in when the Clintons started killing even neighborhood kids that saw the cocaine, famous cases of those. So he found Jesus while his dad was dying of cancer. This is just the backstory of it. And refound Christ and repented and has been fighting him ever since. He's been a great source of info. Larry Nichols, and of course, he famously exposed Hillary's bisexual activities, which he was on Howard Stern and denied. And I want to get into that a little bit later with him next segment. But Larry, you see what we see. You see the preparation. They are taking the safeties off. They're firing up the engines for societal collapse right now at a level I've never seen for COG, continuity of government. Obviously, Trump's not involved in this. This is being done for him being taken out, I believe. What do you say about this?
Yeah, you know, Alex, it's happening. Welcome to the new brave world, right? This is the end of the end, beginning of the end of the soft coup you and I have talked about literally since before Trump took office. And they are now manifesting it, and they're moving it at high speed. And we have trouble, big trouble.
And their cover story is going to be economic collapse. That's why Trump is trying to prop the economy up, correct? That's all he cares about, because he knows if that goes down, then it's all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, remember, one of the things that we stressed in our program back in Arkansas was asset management, all right? So what they're doing is they're looking at their assets and management. Number one, they've got the mainstream media. They've got the Democratic Party. They got the judicial system. You know, our third branch of government is totally infiltrated and taken over. So they're moving. They're moving and they're fixing to close the door. And they're doing it fast. You know, this is, I hate to say it, but this is what we've been trying to warn people of. And now it's in our face. And it's in our face big time. And isn't it amazing? They don't even care that it's in our face. You know, you talk about the economy, today's numbers. Well, when you look at asset management, the big asset Trump has in this coming reelection is how he's got the economy booming. You see, most people actually don't know about the war room. And the war room was set up years ago, which is institutional buyers, the big guys, on the internet, on the stock market. And these guys are set up originally to protect us against a crash in the market.
The president's committee on open markets and the plunge protection team.
Right. If the market starts to plunge and we start seeing a crash, it was set up that the institutional buyers would buy it back up. And then the government guarantees 90% of anything they would lose in such a move. Well, what they're doing with it now, they're going to keep on.
Stay there. Let's talk about it. Christian, Bill, Tony, Alex, I'll get to you next segment. I appreciate you holding. Obviously, a lot of news has been breaking. I'll continue to take some phone calls as well. Numbers 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Larry, again, has had a lot of health problems. His phone goes in and out. His voice goes in and out. So I'm going to work with him some here on air to get his phone distance dialed in. Larry, just at a gut level, spirit level, everybody can feel it and see it, but just politically, I mean, it's outrageous. They're saying to save civilization, Trump must be removed. They're calling it a coup. It's all on its face lies. People say, well, this is ridiculous. They have no proof. They're not going to get him in the Senate. I expect they're going to bring forth a bunch of new dirt while he's in the Senate that's made up and then trigger civil unrest. I mean, you were there working with the Clintons. You've done this before. And again, the Clintons and other deep staters, Brennan and others, are admittedly bragging on TV that they're getting ready to remove him. Then if they can remove him, Hillary obviously swoops in. So can you just recap what you expect them in the next few weeks, how they're going to move on the president as this goes to the Senate? A lot of people are saying, well, there's no proof. This has hurt them in the polls. But they're still moving forward, and I sense real danger. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Look, that's not, evidence is not the issue. The issue is back to what I was saying. They control the media. They throw this thing into the Senate trial. They're not going to remove Trump by election time. They know that. But what they're trying to do is harden their soft base. They're going to use this Senate trial to just set the soft base against Trump on fire. Alex, they're taking this country over. They're taking it over right in front of our faces. And, you know, that's what I've been trying to warn over and over.
No, I agree. What are the preparations? What are the preparations for civil unrest, the confirmed UN activities, all the buildup of COG? I mean, I'm not even looking for it, and it's going on all around me. Clearly, Trump is not in control of it.
No, and imagine this, what I was saying before the break. Imagine the war room when they make that phone call. to take down the stock market. They crashed it. And then the mainstream media claims that it was always a false economy, that it was never real, and that it was gone. Now, all of a sudden, you crash the market. You start putting people into the panic mode, right? Big-time panic. And they just keep rubbing it in and rubbing it in.
That's what I'm asking, because you've been calling this, and you're dead on. You know the deep state. You were in it. They admitted to deep state coup against the president. They're now out in the open, meaning they're going for the – they're swinging for the fences. How do you expect this to play out?
Well, I'm the one that said Hillary wouldn't run, but now she's using a trick we used over and over with Bill, which is, you know, he's not going to run, he's not going to run, but people begging him to run, begging him to run. And so now I believe there's probably 80% chance Hillary is getting in the race. She knows if she gets in, she'll immediately go to the top of the pack. And she's getting in because this whole race is going to depend on people hating Trump. Whether they hate Trump more than they hate her. Remember, he got in to a great extent because people hated her more than they hated him. So now imagine Hillary coming in, running, activating the Democratic Party. They crashed the market. And then very soon, probably 6 months prior to the election, they're going to take every bit of conservative programming off the internet, all of it. Now, they know, you know this one for a fact, they know that when they do that, people are going to be upset, and then the only recourse is to sue, and of course, lawsuits take years, and it'll be over well before then. So you're...
That's right, and they've been testing and testing and testing, everybody, and people haven't responded right. People have taken it, and why has Trump taken it and put up with the racketeering, put up with the monopoly practices, put up with the election meddling, put up with the voter suppression being conducted by big tech right now in such an un-American, dangerous way? What the hell is wrong with Trump?
Well, that's the problem with the deep state. We're starting to see, especially through the professional career government service people in Ukraine, you see that there's this enormous cadre at every level of people inside our government. Trump can only do so much. I mean, how can Trump do anything? All he can technically do is two things. He can go to the DOJ or he can file suits, which they'll be scrubbed. He can do an executive order, but you know what happens then? The Ninth Circuit will shut down his executive order. So they've taken him out of the game.
So what do you do when you're facing an unlawful rogue government? He's got to go to the people and prepare to go with the people in the U.S. military. We're going to have to remove the deep state, which is a rogue coup. Well, I mean, we've come to that point. They want to have an illegal bureaucratic coup. We need the president to call up the damn military, and I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Well, to be honest, Alex, the one thing we've got left on the face of the earth to save this country, and we've got one, and that is November 2020, the election.
But that's already rigging all that. All they got to do is not send out voter reminders on Google, and Trump's going to lose no matter what. And he's sitting there, and we're all sitting in his damn basket going over the edge of a damn cliff.
Yep. And, you know, I've actually seen the memo from the DNC chairman to Chuck Schumer telling him that they have got the economists lined up to back the fact that when the market is plunged, they're going to say it's all based off of Trump's false economy.
Of course.
He's going to get blamed for them trashing it. And I'm telling you, that's going to drive people into that panic mode, which triggers, you know what? I mean, and it's scary. It's scary, Alex. I'm not one to push.
Yeah, we saw it in 2008 to get Obama in.
But I'm telling you, Hillary goes in. She enters the race. She gets to the top of the pack. She gets the top of the ticket. She knows we're going to use in the Senate trial Biden and his son. So the Senate trial is going to hammer Biden where he becomes no competition. And if you don't believe this was all set up in the beginning, you need only to ask why did Obama tell Biden when he went to him and saying he was going to run? Obama told him, you don't need to do this, trying to keep him out of the way of this conversion. It's coming. You're seeing a takeover of the United States of America right in front of our eyes, right in front of us.
And it was already about to happen with Hillary, but God gave us a chance with Trump. But everybody went to sleep thinking, oh, Trump's indestructible, and he's not indestructible. Trump is surrounded. It's not his fault. I agree with you. What do we do, Larry, We hit the third dimension. We get in the streets. We get aggressive. We expose what's going on. We expose they're the ones trying to plunge the economy. We expose they're the ones getting ready for race war. And we let the Democrats and their minions know they're going to be held accountable when this kicks off. And if this kicks off and they think they're going to go arrest all the patriots, they got another thing coming.
Well, unfortunately, Alex, you were the proof. You were the proof that they're scared of one thing, and that's our people waking up and getting engaged. You know, the problem with the moral Christian conservative is we're not the ones that squeak the loudest, raise hell. You know, we're not that group, and they know it, and they use it on us. But we're at a time now to where everybody in this audience has got to engage. You've got to talk to people. No longer can you keep your mouth shut. No longer can you keep your head down. Because it's as much...
No, that's it, folks. They're going to take... this is it. All the talk over the years. This is it. They're coming for everybody right now. And if everybody doesn't get really aggressive... And in the system's face, we're going to lose it all. Everybody needs to go to D.C. This is our house. You can walk right in there and get in those politicians' faces and say, listen, you little rat bastard, you little criminal, you're going to be held accountable for what you're doing. You understand that?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
All right. You know, sometimes I'll say, hey, I'm going to do an extra show on Saturday, and I don't because I get busy. But I'm already going to be up here most of the day tomorrow and most of the day Sunday because with 332 days left, it's just too critical. And we've got all these huge stories that are so big and so documented, we've got to really do them right. And, you know, why have two homeless people that they said put chips in it and show the facility? How about show you somebody that's got a chip? Well, that you know, then you got to get the HIPAA form signed, and you got to get the doctor that'll come in on your show and cut the thing out on TV. I mean, this is like the TV show V, where they pull the mask off and it's a lizard. I mean, I mean, this is that kind of stuff, folks. This is big, okay? And I've known Larry for 23-24 years. I've been on air 25 years. He was on air long before I was. Right there when the Clintons got into office. He'd been exposing him because he knew how bad they were. And what he's telling you is dead on. And so I'm going to come up here tomorrow working on these other stories, but I'm going to go live commercial free for 2 hours out of this studio, 2 p.m. tomorrow. And it will happen. At 2 p.m. tomorrow, you'll see a live feed at Infowars.com. It'll go out on the streams at band.video. And I'm going to, if we can get enough crew in, I'll put it out on the satellite. And the radio satellite and commercial free. I mean, we'll take a few breaks, but we're not going to run the normal ads. I'm going to do 2 hours at least because all these stories tie together. And they admit they're preparing for this. And the buildup is at a level never foreseen because if they're going to remove Trump and they're going to crash the economy to make you submit, like Hollywood and CNN and MSNBC have all said, we need to plunge the economy to teach these Trump supporters and to teach flyover country. You saw that one of the professors of law was up there in the testimony saying, yeah, we need to teach these conservatives and these rural people. You know, they're bad people. They don't live close to other people because they don't like people. All the studies show it's the opposite. But there's really a bizarre, almost alien, and I'm not saying literal alien, hatred of rural people. Look at the New York Times false story. Almost all of it's not true yesterday. That's a cover story in the magazine coming out this Sunday. And it talks about, and Jones, he had a trailer full of animals he'd shot. And then they took them in a shed, hung them up, and butchered them. Like they caught Jeffrey Dahmer doing something. And that's just completely normal to go shoot white-tailed deer and mountain goats and whatever, and go butcher them and eat them. I mean, that's what humans do. But to them, I mean, people that don't live around rural areas, they see on a horse, they go, what the hell? You actually ride those? Like, these people are domesticated. And, you know, a chicken that grew up in a factory farm, I bet if it got let out in the middle of a beautiful field, it wouldn't know where the hell it was, would it? But these domesticated people are coming for all of us. And they've done this in other countries that had domesticated populations. This is not going to work well with the United States. We become decadent. We become fat and happy in ways. But the old American is just right under the surface of that icy frozen frosting. And the minute that blows off, the minute we thaw out, it's going to be spectacular. And I don't want this to happen because the globalists are worthless trash. So they, millions of them get wiped out in a fight with us. I don't feel good about that. That's like when I got to smash cockroaches I find behind the refrigerator. I just get it done as fast as possible and don't really look at it and throw them in the trash can. You know, drive the bulldozer and push the bodies into the grave. I mean, we're not looking forward to this because these people are going to be stacked up to the damn top of the clouds, and they're really asking for it, and I'm not going to do anything offensive, but I can tell you they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us. It's coming like the sun came up this morning. Larry, I'm ranting. If you want to join me tomorrow during that special broadcast for an hour of it, you're welcome. Or come on and come on the regular Sunday show because you're really the guy we need on right now. And I know I'm ranting about this, and I'm not trying to talk big to people up here. This is big stuff going down. And look, you don't need to know when a big blue norther is blowing in when you're in Oklahoma, right? Because you can see the big old giant wall of black that goes all the way up 100,000 feet, and you can feel that cold wind blowing. And you know in an hour, trees are going to be breaking with 80 mile an hour winds. Well, the walls hit us. We've got 80 mile an hour winds here, brother, don't we?
Oh, you bet. And Alex, the trick they're using is it's so massive, so incredible that they know most people won't believe it. They'll go, oh, Alex Jones, you know, he's crazy. This is crazy talk. No, it's not crazy talk, but they know people will go that direction. But we're left with one thing to do. Remember what I've always told you. There's only one time that we have power, we the people, and that's come election time. We need to be lighting up every congressman and every senator and making it very clear. They may get rid of Trump, but if they do, you're going home. And you see, Alex, they know if these congressmen and senators, they know if they get beat in 2020, they're relegated to being like the rest of us.
Hey, I don't normally talk like this, but this is war. People's families need to disown these congressmen. People's wives need to leave them. You know, the left tries to bully us to submit to them. This isn't bullying. They're assaulting us. People need to get really aggressive within legal means against these libtards and these on-the-fence Republicans.
Absolutely, and you've got to let them know that we're sending their butts home. You do the wrong thing, Trump may lose. But they're going home. They fear losing their job more than they want to get Trump out. Trust me.
What can Trump do? Can he address the nation and just lay all this out? I mean, I think America's hungry for that.
Yes, he can, and yes, he should. Somebody has got to lead our side. Now, they've proven, especially through you, that anybody like us, we stand up. They destroy us. They destroy us financially. They do everything they can. They've got the power to put us down. But the president can stand up, which I got news for you. He's getting very close to doing, and the trial is going to be the point at which he speaks. But remember, Trump's got his job. We've got ours. And, folks, you've got to engage. You have got to engage, or it's over. It's over. I'm not blowing this out of proportion. Alex isn't blowing it out of proportion. My God, Alex, there's 250,000 UN troops sitting in Cuba that can be here in 6 hours. Why are they there? You've got a border that's so porous, we're getting hundreds of thousands of people a month coming into this country. Why is that? Why are the Democrats allowing that, even if they're just wacko liberals? That's not making sense unless you know they're putting on the ground in this country a force to put us in submission, buddy.
That's right. And if you ever think there couldn't be a Red Dawn scenario, collaborators are going to try to say we're the terrorist and trick most police and others into following orders. And by the time the police figure out they've been set up, they're going to be getting lined up by the globalist and killed themselves, guaranteed.
You never said anything more true than when you said, things are going to start happening, and they're going to blame us. They're going to blame the conservative. They're going to blame all of us when a building gets blown up or people get killed. And it's easy to do. They control the media. They control the career right? The career FBI guys, we've seen that at work. They can blame it all on us. Then they make everybody afraid to do anything. You know, I can see it now. Some of you've already got it. Your families are telling you, oh, God, don't you stand up and say anything because you're making a fool out of us. Or don't stand up and say anything or you're going to get us in trouble. Remember what Soros did in San Francisco, getting that district attorney elected. My God, he's going all over the country. This is publicized. This is public. Soros is going all over the country. And what's he doing? He's supporting down-ballot prosecutors, sheriffs, and judges. Now, why is he doing that?
He's taking over law enforcement for the purge.
At the local level. So anybody that stands up at the local level that speaks out, they'll go after them just like they've gone after Kavanaugh.
God help us. Listen, Larry, join me tomorrow for a full hour, the second hour of the special show I'm going to do, 2 p.m. Central. People can find out more about you at NicholsLive@AOL.com. They've totally tried to destroy you. People should support you there. God bless you. Look, I got to take these calls in the last segment. And I promise you. Thank you, Larry. I promise you. Final segment. I'm going to try to jam as many of your calls as I can. I really appreciate you calling. And like I said, you've got the War Room coming up. I'm not going to even sit here and do a big plug. I'm just going to say we got great products. It's how we fund the operation. And we need more money to be able to continue at the level we're at in this critical time. We're fighting as hard as we can. So please do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you. Let's go. Who's been holding the longest here? That'd be Tony in Ohio. Tony, you're a trooper. Thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Alex Jones, how you doing, sir?
I'm the most upset I've ever been in 25 years. I mean, everything we talked about came true. Now the worst stuff is about to happen, and it's going to go bad for the globalists. But they can launch this next war, and it's going to go from all the stuff they've been doing to physical out in the open by them. So they're about to go too far, and I'm really upset. What about you?
Well, you're doing good, Lord Vader. That's why I waited 2.5 hours to talk to you. Because if you put what
you have done well, Lord Vader.
There's a couple things I want to talk to you about. I'm a long time listener, first time caller. I've been ordering your nutraceuticals for about six. Actually a couple years.
You're the one financing all this evil, according to the libtards. So I can run around the office and murder employees' fish. I'm like, your fish is dead. I'm just like, no, the goldfish is like, sorry.
You know, you got to have to act up a little bit because I'll tell you the last.
By the way, that's not true. I didn't do that, but sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. Last couple callers has just been a shock and all, but it's like everything you hear about what's going on with the globalists and the elitists and stuff like that. It's every day. It's not anything that shocks me, but it stresses me out more and more. So I resort to your nutraceuticals. The Living Defense is wonderful. I took that today, the Ultimate Fish Oil. I took that at the Bodies. I took that at the regular Regulized Complete. I took that at the Vaso Beats for the first time. I took that, and it's strong taste, but boy, does it fan out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a beet concentrate, so it's really strong.
It's shocking, really. Survival Shield, of course. And I got a few shirts. One of the things before I get into a couple of things I might be breaking to you right now. One shirt that I want to get is the Chris Pius shirt with blue, Don't Tread on Me flag. You guys only have small. I want to get a large. I've been looking for about 3 months.
No, I told folks that was a limited edition. And so we only made so many, and that really makes it a limited edition. And so I'd be a liar unless I can make another variant of it. Remember, Chris Pratt got in trouble for wearing one similar to that, so we made one similar, and it was a limited edition. But I get it. That's because that really was a limited edition.
Gotcha. You know what you are, Alex? You're the modern-day Paul Revere, and the left is trying to take your horse. You know that?
Buddy, believe me, I know. I'm in the process of selling my house to get extra money to fund this place, which I always planned to do. That's why I had not really that huge, expensive house, but I had a paid-off house, so I'd have that in the bank to sell to keep things going. Because I intend to expand things next year, come hell or high water, in the full fight. The problem is getting the personnel and the crew to then spend that money to deploy them right in the fight. So, I mean, I'm putting everything in I've got, and so God bless you. Anything else, Tony?
Yeah, a couple things I just wanted to say. First of all, I'm a independent filmmaker here locally in Ohio. Central Ohio. I wrote, directed, produced edited a full feature film, anti-bully movie. And I got to tell you, I've had the left attack me like, you made a bully movie. How can you support Trump? Well, exactly what you're doing right now is you're bullying me. My point's proven. I dropped the mic. So that's one of the things I handle here locally. Number three, that I wanted to talk to you about. The first thing I want to talk to you about, I actually went out and hung up a bunch of posters, Forbidden Information, Alex Jones, a few months back, and I made video footage of that and put it on my YouTube. And then I put a bed sheet. I got a InfoWars. I did some taping and painting, and I did an InfoWars logo real big on the bed sheet. Underneath it, it says Forbidden Information, and then the American flag, and I hung that over a bypass. Cops stopped by. They just said I had to get off the bypass, but they let me sit there and do my thing. So as an info warrior, I went out and did that. And then I also, you have to have a really good, exciting, positive attitude when you do something like that with a big smile on your face and thumbs up, even though you get fingers, you know, because they're telling you you're number one.
Oh, absolutely. You can't sit there and do it like you're timid. You have to do it like you're charging out. Brother, you're awesome, Tony. Thank you. Call me back again. I'm going to be taking calls tomorrow at 2 p.m. Hell, I'll probably go for more than 2 hours. And I promise I'm doing it tomorrow, 2 p.m. tomorrow, 2 p.m. tomorrow. Special broadcast, 2 p.m. Central. Thank you. Who's up holding the longest now? That would be Alex and then Bill. Thank you, Alex from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks so much, Alex, for having me on. This is like a dream come true.
It's a dream come true talking to you. And by the way, Owen Schroyer and crew, I think Will Johnson's going too. They're going to be up in Hershey, Pennsylvania this Tuesday for the Trump rally.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I'm definitely going to be there. I've been hoping you guys would come to the East Coast more, like the North.
We got the armored truck driving up there. We got the driver, security, whole nine yards. Thanks to you, we're going to be in the field.
Be there. What day?
The day Trump's coming for the event, Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, I'll be there, and I'll hopefully bring a crowd of people there, supporters. We're big Trump supporters up here. And more importantly, you know, I've been a huge supporter of you and then InfoWars in general. I always spread the word locally to people I meet that don't know about it. Actually, I reach a lot of people that way.
Oh, you're the only reason we're still on air, man. The word of mouth is king.
And I want to tell you, too, I had a problem. I was going to order that Etsy shirt, but the online shopping cart was not working out or something. It happened twice, but no big deal. I'll try to figure out something with that.
Who the hell knows around here?
I'm going to do all my Christmas shopping on InfoWars. I'm going to pledge to do that. Everything, anybody I'm buying for, I'm going to buy on InfoWars. I'm going to send you the money to keep going.
Well, that definitely pisses the globalist off, and the supplements are going to blow you away. The T-shirts are definitely going to get the word out, so thank you, sir. I'm going to put you on hold, though, because I want to give you to the customer service. I want to find out what trouble you had with the shopping cart. Because we just updated it a few weeks ago and put it updated systems, you know, all the new fandangled things. And so I want to find out specifically what your problem was and what happened. So we're going to put you on hold. Thank you. God bless. That really irritates me when I hear news like that. But again, we're not a big giant company like the globalists, so we do have some hiccups and problems. Hell, even Facebook goes down every week now. There's a lot of craziness going on out there. Let's talk to Bill in Pennsylvania. Another call from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to make a prediction. After hearing Mr. Nichols, your last guest, I mean, I'm on fire. I'm burning up right now because I'm aware of all these different things. Wasn't aware of the troops there. But I'm going to make a prediction for 2020. Like I said, I don't want this to be true. But I have a way of getting kind of close to what might happen. I hope it's not true. But I think there's precedent now with how the deep state is pushing Russia, and they're pushing collusion and foreign meddling in a Hollywood-style approach. And I think, regardless of who the candidate is, if Hillary comes in or not, there might be precedent, whether they can pull it off or not, as the votes are coming in. It's November 2020. Votes are coming in. All of a sudden, breaking news, discovered election meddling. They discovered it in live time, totally fraudulent. "Quote unquote," discovered election meddling,
and then blame it on Trump and say even if he wins that the Russians got him in.
If they nullify the election on the spot, they stop it dead, and the guys over at Raven Rock take over.
Well, Obama did an executive order where he put in control over all 50 states, COG control the elections. Trump never reversed that. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, said, "Don't do this. We're supposed to run the states. It violates law." But, man, I tell you, absolutely, you can feel it, you can see it. They're going to pull, they've already pulled everything you can imagine. They're going crazy. There's nothing they won't do because no one's stopping them. We're 332 days out. What an incredible time to be alive, Bill.
It's exciting, and it's also very unsettling. What I initially wanted to talk about was the 1.6 billion hollow point rounds from back in 2013 while Obama purged all his top brass. I wonder where those rounds are and if our names are on them or not, should something like this transpire.
Well, here's the deal. No matter how much AI they've got, no matter how much of this is automated, they can't trust their own people. And this isn't the word. I mean, this is the word. If they actually try to send out these assassination squads, they're going to use Antifa as the cover and claim they did it. They're just decoys. Most of the people that have already been paid and set up and ready to carry out these operations, even if they think the globalists are going to win, which they're not going to, they're going to go ahead and wipe out the people that give them the orders, and then they've all got their list of people above them. And nobody's coordinating this. It's just a common sense thing to do. And I can tell you, the people in Kauai, the people in areas of the Pacific, the people in places like Tasmania, New Zealand, where they were supposed to already have their robot fortresses, automated security, so they don't need security. That's BS. You know, the guy that comes to do maintenance on their underground bunker is going to dump chlorine bleach down it. And I'm not happy about any of this, but all these globalists are dead. They're all deader than doornails as soon as this kicks off. And then we're going to hunt down the ones that are left in their rat holes. The people that are left. I mean, they are dead. They are dead, dead, dead if they try any of this. If they don't back off 100%, then it's all over. Their only hope is to surrender now. God bless you. Sorry, the other callers. I promise you, tomorrow I'll be live.